Blog Talk Radio.
Are you new to social networking? Well, Grunge Inc. has got a new site coming soon. Grungebook will allow you to catch up and lock in with other grunge racers. Find out about all the latest events, view the latest photos, create your own blogs, and so much more. In 2013, Grunge Inc. takes on the social networks. So get ready to register and lock in. Grunge Inc. Grungebook. Grunge Inc. is taking it to another level. Coming in 2013, all of your auto performance needs can be found in one location. Grunge Inc. will be launching an online auto parts store catering specifically to your auto performance needs, being available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Grunge Inc.'s Grunge Store wants to be your number one online shop site. 2013, get ready for Grunge Inc.'s Grunge Store. More details to follow soon. Mickey Thompson Performance Tires carries all the specialty tires you need for street, strip, track, and off-road cars. They pride themselves on providing you with the best performance tires in the world. Mickey Thompson Performance Tires are available at a number of retail locations, such as Performance Plus, Jags, and McCormick Racing. For more information, log on to www.mickeythompsontires.com. Once again, www.mickeythompsontires.com.
Atomic Dog Racing presents to you.
All roads lead to check.
Call it out, Grunge Racing.
Check it.
Tony Primetime, Boss Bynes, and crew will be in the house. Also, Big Ball Factor taking on Texas Hillbilly Crew. Big Jake and Galen Smith versus East Coast Eric and crew from Florida. And the rematch of Tree Man versus the Big Bad Bird Man. Kenneth Williams, a.k.a. Big Sleep from Elgin, against Big D. Tennessee's own Wit and the 901 Bad Boys will be in the house looking for action. And we got Mississippi Scooby and Company with that badass stock suspension Mustang. Looking for action too. That's right, you heard me. Kid out there will be in the house. Always start an action with somebody for some big money. Texas style beat race. We got a big time shootout featuring Atomic Dog, Ron James and Twins, Louisiana Reggie Rabbit, Big Daddy One Bus Drexler. And you know we gotta have a back half 490 class along with a 580 and 70 class. Gates open at 11 a.m. until it's going down Texas style. April 6th, Houston Motorsports Park. Contact Atomic Dog 512-775-6563. Atomic Dog Drag Racing.com. It's your boy Chuck G. Feed it.
All right, everybody, you know I got Lady A here, and we got some new things that we got going on. It's going to be something exciting. I want y'all to make sure to pay note to today's show because it's on. We're not only going to put on one of the better grudge talk shows tonight than anything, we also we're going to air this live. I can't go no further with that, but let me try to find my music that DJ Grant don't lack. Let me see where he at there. There he is right there. I don't care what DJ Grant don't lack. He ain't whooped nobody. Let me see. All right here. Hold on. Let me see. Y'all do know we had some good racing this weekend. And I'm going to have to get Postdoc Bynes on to talk about what happened in Darlington. I also got to get I can't think of it in Darlington. Somebody, whoever that got the race in Darlington, you know my mind back. But anyway, we're going to get them on in a few minutes, but let me go to my street talk first. On the street talk, let's figure out what's going on. I just take the messages as they come in. So let me read the first one. The first one tells me, says, why is the North starting to cry about wheelie bars and tie size? You know, that's one of the things that the North have always said. They play to the racer. You know, if they feel like they can whoop you, that's what they do. But all of a sudden now, the guys up north that start complaining about tie size and wheelie balls. What's up with that? All right, moving right along. Let's go to why is Biz picking on the mailman? And I guess it's Bud. So we might get King Biz on to find out what's going on with him. Oh, that's good. Y'all need to see that. Oh, that's sharp down there. Well, this is high cotton right here. Y'all don't know what y'all miss. Y'all miss. Lady A got it going on. I ain't talking about her appearance, man. She got that damn hat on. Ooh, I tell you, but I'm just talking about she working the computer. That but either way, going back to, I'm trying to figure out, you know, why is B is picking on mailman and either Bud or Bob, I don't know. I'm just reading what they sent to me. So we'll get King Biz on a little bit to find out what's happening and make that happen too. Now, the other thing, we're trying to figure out who's scared. We ain't talking about never scared. We're talking about who's scared. Is Leon, the governor of Indiana, scared of Young Money, or is it vice versa? You know, Leon with that mom performer, Tamara, have been traveling all over everywhere. Now, I got a chance to meet Young Money down in Lena, and I didn't get a chance to see the car run, but it looked like a real nice car, so we might get a little talk on that also. Steve Mayberry said he would run any nitrous car out of Michigan. Any nitrous car out of Michigan, Steve Mayberry said he won't. If anybody out there want to lock in Steve Mayberry, tonight is the night to do it. Let's make it happen. And with my friend Johnny Quick, we were looking for Johnny Quick at one time. We couldn't find him, but Johnny Quick finally called in. And what I'm trying to figure out, Will Wayne, the owner of White Trash, Will Wayne actually run Johnny Quick? Now, I don't know who in that particular, Johnny Quick, is legendary. And I don't know if Wayne won't run that trouble. Wayne, White Trash, we want to know, are you scared to run Johnny Quick? Will Johnny Quick, will this ever happen? White Mike, will he be a contender in this new grudge era? Just because he's running a 1940 a Cooper wheel don't mean that White Mike can't contend. So the question is, White Mike be a contender in the new grudge era? All right, moving right along a little bit further. All right, the North would like to know, and this is a direct question, so y'all make sure y'all pay attention to what's going on. The North is, they want to know, how much do the guys in the South pay for the gold on their teeth? How much do the South pay for the gold on their teeth? That's coming out of, Detroit. I can see that might have came out of Never Scared camp. That might have came out of Never Scared. I ain't sure. But that's the questions that came down today. And if anybody got any answers to those questions, let me know. Also, we have some good races. Lady A, if you can, I'd like for you to get, can you get Tony Bynes on? He's the program director. I heard some things. I got to tell you what. Don't open his mic up now. Don't open his mic up. But now I didn't see this, but this is what I was told. I heard Tony pulled two cars to Texas, made two shakedowns, ate lunch, and drove back to Georgia. I'm just telling you what I heard. The man, we'll get him on and see if that's true or not. That's a long way to go to have lunch. But I did hear that Tony drove to Texas to eat lunch, made two shakedowns, turned around and came back home. I don't know if that's true or false or not. Who I'm trying to get? I'm trying to get Postop Bynes on. Postop Bynes. I got to get Postop Bynes on because when Tony Bynes come on, we get going too fast and we can't stop. But Postop Bynes can tell us about some of the good racing he's seen this weekend in Dawson. Now, I want everybody to know, too, going up there to coming up on the 6th of April in Darlington. certified and the what's the name of that damn car that they punk? What's the name of that car that certified punk that Big Clark with? Bill. You know, Bill got a race. Bill got a back half race coming up April the 6th. And the South Carolina Grudge Inc. back half belt will be up. So I want to make sure that Bill get on so we can talk about that. The South Carolina back half Grudge Inc. belt will be up in Darlington at the back half shootout coming up April the 6th. So make sure that we all get there and show up and show out, as they say. I want to say that one little part, and I'm still looking for a full stock Vine, but if not, I have to go to his daddy, Tony Vine. If you see Tony Vine, I'll open his mic up for me. Hello? Boss Vine, how you doing? Doing all right? And I ain't for sure. You know, I ain't allowed to talk about people no more, so I'm trying to figure out. Boss, they told me you drove from Augusta to Texas to have lunch.
Oh, stop right there. I drove from Augusta to Montgomery.
Oh, I'm sorry. So you didn't go all the way to the...
No, sir. I went to Montgomery, Alabama.
Tell me all
this crazy stuff, JR. You have to get delirious or something.
I'm delirious. I'm telling you, man. I tell you why. Tommy Dahl keep texting me talking about run his commercial, and that keep throwing my mind off, so I apologize.
Didn't nobody go to Texas weekend. I went to Montgomery.
Okay, let me ask you this then, Tony. How is the lunch in Montgomery?
Well, I tell you how it is. I went to Montgomery looking for all Grudge Week numbers. And DJ Grant was supposed to show up. He didn't show up. He from Alabama. Bunt Nickel was supposed to show up. He didn't show up. He from Alabama. And both of them, by the way, is Grudge Inc. As a matter of fact, didn't they Grudge Inc. member bring their car to Montgomery, Alabama? So what's up with that? Why y'all boycotting the race?
Well, let me stop you. Because that was a Grudge Inc. car there. And I'm going to bring him on a little bit later. He asked me to bring him on a little bit later. That was a Grudge Inc. car there.
He go
by the name of 901 Bad Boy. He got a big Grudge Inc. sticker in his window. And he said...
901 is not no Grudge Inc. member.
Well, you got to have that conversation with him. I'm just telling you, the sticker is on the car.
Well, you talking about the King Kong car?
Yeah.
You talking about the same King Kong car that paid the punk out against Moneymaker? You talking about that one?
All I know is I ain't heard but one side, Tony, but the man said,
he had
you up and down the track trying to get you to...
You believe that? Look at man. Look at man. I drawed on King Kong with King Boots too. He wouldn't do nothing.
The same King Kong
car that paid the punk out to Moneymaker. That's King Kong you talking about?
That's the one now. Now, let me tell you.
He said he paid the park out. He paid the park out between King Kong and Moneymaker. You trying to bet I'm lying?
No. I didn't want the man to say it, but now I'm telling you.
I thought you wanted to bet a little money. All I'm trying to say is, you won't bet with me or bet with him. You believe him or you believe me?
Well, I'm going with you, Tony. I ain't going to bet against you on that.
Okay, I want to ask you, now I want to jump to another question. Why in the world, racing is racing, right? And last week, you probably went on the radio show, but nigga told me he going to make two passes on his car, but since he Grudge Inc., he still give me $250 to show up down there, so if he get his car ready, he gonna draw on me, right?
Uh-huh, that's what he said. I heard about it.
Now, why in the world Biz called that man and told him don't pay me my money?
He said he's a fool for paying me
because I was coming anyway.
Wait a minute. You said, did he pay you? I'm asking.
I'm saying why he didn't pay me.
Wait, no, he got to pay you because he said it. He was there.
He didn't pay me because he said Biz and all y'all was giving so much help by giving me $250. That's why he probably didn't pay me.
Well, listen, I give you hell about racing folks. That don't stop you from betting, does it?
No,
sir. Well, then if I give him hell either, that won't stop him from paying what he agreed to pay.
Well, why would Biz even call him, tell him, don't pay me?
Well, I truly believe I get Biz on. I don't think nobody told a man not to pay you. Now, they might have told him it was stupid to pay you if you already coming.
That's saying the same thing.
Well, I don't know, Tony, but you didn't get your money.
Hell no, I didn't get my money. Look for that man all night. I didn't get my money. Why the hell you think I rolled up and left?
Some people told me why you loaded up and left, Tony, but I promise you, that wasn't it. Now time. Nobody left.
Words is bond. You know what I'm saying? He told me to come down and DJ Grant, you know, I figured they were going to bring not one damn race car. So I was coming down there. And basically, Biz probably got mad with Butt Naked by giving me a incentive to cut anyway. Because, you know, I was looking for DJ Grant or Butt Naked in my new Gangsta Boot 2 car. And now when the crowd will show up. What you think about it? I mean, do y'all have a standard for y'all members?
Well, Tony, the folks they make their own blood races, Tony. You keep trying to say that it's like a collective effort. Now, you got to remember one thing, Tony.
We don't only
kick ass in one area. We kick each other ass, too, now. So,
but
it ain't no good thing.
I came to race some grudging members. Only reason I come to Alabama. What thing else I come to Alabama for? Cotton? I ain't come to pick no cotton. I come down there to draw grudging members, and they didn't show up.
Well, Tony, I didn't want to go into this, but since you keep pushing it now, a couple of people, I'm going to leave you alone now. Leave me alone, Tony, before I start.
I'm trying to give you a push. Please start. Or tell me, if I tell Jake, if I tell you to come to my race, I'm going to give you $250, just come anyway, because I might run you. Then you show up and I still don't pay you and I don't bring my car. Would you kind of feel kind of mad?
Yeah. You do your money. I'm 100% behind the fact that the man said it. And you do your money. That ain't no way to put that butt that way.
But see, the other Grudge Inc. members put some more pressure on him not to pay me. I guess he feel obligated. If he paid me, y'all would get mad at him and throw him out the Grudge Inc. So I guess that's why he couldn't pay me. Because I know $250 ain't no money to him. But I guess he figured if he paid me $250, y'all get mad and throw him out the club.
Well, let me tell you this. I can promise you one thing. If Butt Naked do a lot of shit I want to disassociate myself with him, but not paying you $250 ain't nowhere near that. And again, Butt Naked made an agreement. He need to pay you, Tony. I'm gonna still stand beside that.
I came down there. You guys, anybody that was down there, I came down there. I drawed on every small talk car down there. Every one. Not just
you drew
one
on
or two. Every one small talk car I drawed on down there with Gangsta Boot 2. Every Mustang, every Malibu, every Turbo, and I couldn't get one race. So where in the world you think I'm going to hang around there and stay around there until 12 o'clock at night for?
And you already told me what you said. You said that Wick didn't make you leave. I'm dying now.
Why Wick would make me go there? I ain't seen anybody in staging land. I ain't my kill where I tried to run them boys while we was in staging. They told me they had to test. I ain't come way down there to test, man.
Well, they told me you came to eat lunch, but I don't know. Wick, How you doing this evening, 901 Bad Boy Wick? How you doing this evening?
Hey, Tony, man, don't tell them what a bunch of goddamn lies. They don't tell the truth.
Okay, Wick, hold back up.
Let Wick get a chance to say, now, Wick, I kept Wick's mic closed the whole time. So
let me have this conversation with Wick. Wick, are you saying the Grudge Race of the Year, the man who right now got a 1-13 record, is lying about locking you in, trying to race you?
This is what he said. This is his actual words. We was in stages. I hadn't shook King Kong down. He had already made a shake with the Gangsta Boo too. He said, let's shake down beside each other for $500. I said, no, you're not going to put me in that bullshit no more. I'm going to make a shake, and I'll be ready to race you. I'll make one shake. That's it. And I'll be ready to race you. That's what I did. You can ask everybody in stage. I made one shake. After I made the shake, I waited 30 minutes. I went, got the car, put it in stage, and I drove on every small tire car that came around it, every one. Not with my car at the trailer, with the car in staging. They told me, Tony, I said, well, I guess I'll run Tony. I'm going to wait on Tony to come around the corner. They told me Tony had loaded up and left. I never did go over there. I put the car in staging and waited on him to come around staging. That's when they told me Tony had loaded the car and left.
Jay, you know if you want to race somebody, you know goddamn well you ain't going to wait no staging on the motherfucker. You going to goddamn go to him and say, let's go. How in the hell am I supposed to know what man wanted to run me? I got to run him early, and now he going to tell me he was on stage waiting on me, but he ain't tell none of us.
You wanted to make a shake down beside me while I was testing for $500. That's what you wanted.
Ain't nobody testing. I told you $500 better.
You ain't said no $500. We're going to run you for $5,000 after we make a shake. Up to $500. We said, we're going to run you for $5,000. And I said, lock in $1,000.
I didn't hear that. If you're trying to buy a race for $5,000, guess what? You done bought it. I'm not running for $5,000. You can run and buy for $5,000. You're trying to buy a race. You can buy one for $5,000. You don't buy me.
I'm waiting on the Gangsta Boo, the money maker, whatever you came around that with. I didn't care. Jay.
Yes, if a man want to run you, listen to me, Jay.
I didn't know you were going to leave. I come down there.
Two races. Now, if a man want to run you, don't you come to walk. He gonna walk twenty yards and say he won a race. Now, what do you do, Jay?
Huh? If I would have let him shake down beside me for the 500, he would have lost because his tread brake button broke on the line. He would have lost then.
Hold on one second.
I got to say this in Tony's defense, Wick. Lately, Tony have been leaving the races early, so I can say, based on his past, he have been leaving early. Now, you know, whatever that means, you have to know that Tony do pack up and leave early.
Jay, do you call 8 o'clock leaving? Do you call 8 o'clock leaving early?
Man, now take 6 o'clock. You're a goddamn liar. Well, 6 o'clock. I looked at my
Do you call 8 o'clock leaving early?
No, nothing.
You call 8 o'clock leaving early?
You left at 6, Tony. Quit lying, man. You left at 6 o'clock.
Okay. If I left between 6 and 8 o'clock, how the hell that's leaving early? I was there 11 o'clock.
Man, that's leaving too goddamn early, Tony.
Man, who's
going
behind that car
early, Tony? No, man, you make. Hey, man, hold up, Jay. Let me finish talking. Can I finish?
Hey, wait. Are you a grudging member?
No, I'm not a grudging member.
Okay, I thought it would get out.
I'll finish straightening it up. And let me straighten this part up about this damn lockup money. When he came over to my trailer, right, I told him, I said, Tony, I think I done lifted a ring lance on the motor. I said, I ain't going to pay you no lockup. That's what I told him. I said, I don't pay you no motherfucking lockup like that. I said, but I think I lifted the ring lance over. He told me, he said, well, I didn't bring the Dillinger no way. So we good on that. So we left that at that. We didn't pay each other nothing on the lockup. And I told him, I said, I ain't going to pay you no lockup because I fuck with you like that. But now, if you wanted to, I would have still ran him, even if the ring lance was lifted. I didn't care.
Man, you said you weren't going to run me, man, because your ring gear was lifted, man. Don't even do that, man.
Didn't I tell you I wasn't going to pay you no lockup?
You said you wasn't going to run me, man. Hey, I'm about to pay the punk guy, man. No, you said,
Tony, I'm going to run you.
You said, Tony. You're going to let me the punk guy, man. You're going to let me the punk guy because I lived the wrangling. I said, that's fine, then, because I ain't bring the ruler. We swap out it.
Jay, will you let me talk?
King Kong paid the punk guy against Moneymaker. Uncle, how you slice it? You paid the punk guy against Moneymaker. King Kong did.
Did I give you any money?
Well, let me tell you something. I owed you punk out on the Nova, the ruler.
Okay, well, then we ain't give each other no money. We didn't pay no punk out.
King Kong paid the punk out, though. And I paid the punk out.
You didn't have me no money. I didn't have you no money.
I paid the punk out.
No money. Okay,
Let me have this question. I ain't paying no goddamn punk out, and one gonna pay none. I don't go run you with the goddamn ring lance. J-Bob, listen to me now. You don't hear everything at the track, or you wasn't there Sunday. Can you hear this? I lock him in $500 or $2,000 against the boot two against King Kong for Saturday at my race.
And then you just heard me say I lift the ring lance. I got the
most
out.
That's why you didn't want to race. Now you're saying the same thing again. Goddamn, man.
Hey,
J-Mar, now you heard it. J-Mar, now you heard of Tanaki at 500. Okay, have y'all lit the ring in the prison?
Now, we were going to run you with the goddamn King Kong.
All right, okay.
We didn't
J-Mar,
put the motor out now.
J-Mar,
we got the motor out now.
J-Mar, you the host of the show. I'm going to give you $200. If you get this man to come to my race and run the Predator against the Gangsta Boots 2, and I'm going to give him $500 of expense money. Now, that's $700 out of my pocket before you get in the gate.
I'm not going to be able to make it to your race, Tony. I need the money, Tony. All right, I'm going to give you $200
if you can. Really, you deserve $2,000 if you can pull off this trick. But I'm going to give you $200 to persuade that man to lock me in with Predator or get the Predator. Ain't got no lane where it ain't getting lifted.
We got a race to be at in Holly Spring on the 30th. Squirrel Road.
That's what I thought. Well, J-Ball, you heard it from the horse's mouth.
Well, let me get this. I told you the truth. He can sit here and say what he want to say. All you want, I told you the truth.
J-Ball,
and I'm waiting on him in staging lane. After I made the pass,
we said, you're going to wait on him. One thing you can say is the truth. One thing you can say about me, and you done said it 50 million times. You have said I've been getting my ass kicked, but you ain't never said that I wouldn't race.
No, you don't want to race
to get your ass cut. So ain't no way in the world. What the hell am I wait on there all night for? And ain't nobody locking in no money.
J-Bar, you said he just said
that he got a date. Now I'm gonna call this bluff again. Where's the first date you want to lock in the Predator against the Gangsta Boots 2 then? Now let's go that road. Pick a date.
You pick it.
Let me see the next race. The next closest race they have it.
What about the Gangsta Boots 2 against King Kong?
No, you said the Predator.
No, you said the Predator.
Hold on, y'all. Bill got a race in Darlington. I'll be in Texas that weekend.
Okay,
let me know how the lunch is, Tony. But now, Wick, let me go to the next question. Let me ask you a question.
Okay.
How do you consider yourself a grudging Wick? I'm bringing this up only because Tony keeps trying to figure out, you know, something. I don't know what
I'm a friend of grudging.
Right. Now, ain't nothing wrong with that. That's a good situation. That aggravates the hell out. Ken Kennedy, I'm trying to get you on, and
But like Tony said, Grudge Inc. members was there. We looked for all the Grudge Inc. members, and then none of them tried to run us. We did draw on all the Grudge Inc. members, including DJ Grant. He didn't have his car there, but Naked went there.
We did draw on Turbo Tim. Don't say we didn't. We did draw on Turbo Tim. You said he was having problems. He was testing. So I said, okay, no problem.
I draw on everybody. And I said, well, this is what I said, Jay. I said, well, since don't nobody want to stand up, when Tony come around the corner, I'll just run him. I said, I know he's going to stand up.
It would have been nice for you to walk by.
It was only 6 o'clock. I didn't know you was going to leave.
Trigger Man told Tony to go. I tried to pay Trigger Man $300
to turn you around. He said, you just left out the gate.
The only reason I loaded up, because it started to rain. That's the only reason I loaded up.
It never rained. It acted like it wanted to rain. I loaded up too. It did rain. The track never shut down. They never stopped raining. No, they didn't, Tony. My car was right there by the damn track. I know it was raining. I bet it was raining. A couple
no,
of drinks came
it,
down.
It, they
never
it,
stopped
it, raising. Hold on, Tony.
They never
Tony.
Stopped
raising. Tony, can you hear me?
Yeah.
All right. Man, this is Biz.
Uh-huh.
Butt Naked owe you $250. I never tell that man not to pay you your money, man. Please don't get on here saying that, man. Well, whoever that is, a dog-faced lie, tell him to push the one button, and I will tell him on the air, and when I see him at the track, I tell him in their face. Hey, never call it. First of all, hold on, Tony. I don't even have Butt Naked phone number to even call him to tell him not to pay you. I would have to call Butt Naked. There you go. You call Butt Naked. If Butt Naked get on his phone and say I called him and told him not to pay you, he a doggone lie. And I know Butt Naked ain't going to get on here and say that.
Well, he didn't say Butt Naked said it, but Tony was trying to make a point about Grudge Inc. So I was trying to give him the latitude to pump his chest, you know. Butt Naked ain't said that, and now but Butt Naked do owe the man. He told him, everybody heard he told him,
Okay, well Jay, since Grudge Inc. scared Tony, you gonna be at the race on the 14th. What are you bringing?
I'll be a who race on the 14th?
Wit race.
The 14th of
spring. April.
I don't know, because I'm supposed to go to April the 7th. I don't know about the 14th. I don't know if I got anything planned for the 14th.
You ain't got nothing planned. I looked at your schedule.
Tony, plan an ad equipment
for me, please.
Yeah. I want to lock you in right now. I'm going to make sure you put that.
I'll be at Bowman the 14th. I'm going to be at Orangeburg at the Grudge Inc. show
the
13th.
Do you have a race locked in at Bowman?
No, I'm going to support our show.
I understand support.
Ain't Grudge Inc. having a show the 13th? I'm going to be there. You lock in for your own show.
I'm in Chicago, man. I can't come
to
every
place. We're not racing Chicago. The sun will be out down here the 13th. It's your show. Jay Bonds, you got a small block. We got a small block we'll call your ass with. Jay Bonds, is Grudge having a show on April 13th?
Well,
we are having a race. We are. Okay, now, I will draw if we are Biz, if we is. If he was real about going on a run Gangsta Boot 2, I would run his car, his Mustang, his Turbo Mustang with Gangsta Boot 2. Let's start that up for that day. And you still got $100, Jay, if you pull that off.
But let me move on to something else, Tony.
We're trying to lock in a race, man. You keep trying to lock in cars.
If you don't want me to say nothing, I can't. I've been involved.
Well, Biz, you mean to tell me Biz ain't got a legitimate race car?
Let me dial Baldy up.
Biz ain't called me out. Baldy ain't called me out, but Biz called me out.
Hey, James. By the way, I want to say that I did try to pay Cowboy $300 just to turn Tony around. He hadn't been gone but 5 minutes.
Man, we're going to unload the turnaround, man. You wait till I go out the gate. You're like, you want to race.
Well,
you
anytime
you go out the gate, come
on. Anytime me and you see each other, you got the gangster boo.
Yeah.
Whatever car you got, we're going to race anytime I see we
yeah.
see each other.
Everybody want to race. Everybody want to race when you see I pull out the gate. You damn right. Everybody want to race then.
I didn't know you were gone.
You had to know I was gone. You told you paid Cowboy to come around. So you had to know I was
gone.
He told
me you were gone. I'm going to wait on Tony to come around the house, and I'm going to run Tony whenever he come around the house.
Why did y'all mute Ben's mic? Jay?
Tony,
why did you mute
Ben's mic? I haven't muted Ben's mic.
I'm trying to lock him in for the Grudge King Show 13. I'm coming there. I'm going to be first one in the gate.
Tony, tell me, why are you going to be the first one in the gate, Tony? Tell me why.
Because Ben said he wanted to lock me in. Didn't you? Jay, you act like you can't hear. Didn't that man try to lock me in a while ago?
Yeah, but I got Leroy is going to be at Orangeburg that day. Can you lock him in?
Let me back up. Ben said, Tony, I locked you in for the 14th.
But this is Jay talking. No. This is Jay talking. Jay said he will lock you in Orangeburg with Leroy in Orangeburg, and he'll be the second one in the gate.
Ben's name is tucked into Leroy?
No, that's Ben's conversation. Some kind of way it might happen. With all your chassis cars,
based on my calculation, the last 13 events you've been to, you've already raced in about four of them, and you won in 13, Tony. Tony, let me ask you one question now. You are now, I mean, you're the greatest
racer.
What
win was that?
Let me ask you something, Tony. When the last time do you even remember racing somebody?
Jay,
not the fact of winning. Just when did you remember getting beside somebody and going down the track? Matter of fact, let me ask a better question. Can you remember the last time you actually made it all the way down the damn track?
That's a good question, bitch.
Oh,
Tony,
now you want to get
that's a good question.
Let me answer,
Carl. Let me answer. If you're going to be a lawyer, if you're going to be a lawyer, let me answer the question. If you're going to be a lawyer, let me answer. Let me answer the question. If you're going to be a lawyer,
you want to get on and try to shine on stock suspension, Tony? Come on, Tony. It ain't that bad, Tony. You ain't got it. It ain't got that bad yet, Tony. Come on,
Tony. Hey, you going to ask that?
I'm just saying.
I'm just saying. Are you going to let me answer the question?
You
don't have to answer the question,
Tony. You don't have to
answer the question.
You have a reputation, Tony. No more.
Are you going to let me answer the question?
No, no. Let me answer the question. Let me make my statement first. Let me
make my
statement
first.
Answer to your question.
When is the last time that I went down the track and actually won a race against somebody? Okay, your answer to that question is the very last time I have raced, I fucked goddamn the puzzle up with the nose. That's your answer. My very last race was last weekend when I went side somebody. We ran the Predator, and I won that race with the Dillinger car. All right, any more questions? You, I can answer that one. Any more? Any more questions?
They went up against another racer, Downtown William Brown family, Brown Boys Racing. They have a Malibu called the Jigaboo. The Jigaboo, Big Heavy is the owner, and they did some unspeakable shit to the Buffalo Soldier Mustang. So that's what happened up in Fayetteville.
It was a good day, I'm assuming. Everybody had a good time. Everything was safe.
Yeah. Nothing to speak about.
Yeah. I'm trying to. You do know.
But you know what, damn it. I can't take it no more. I got to say it, man. Damn all that shit. You got under damn Tony Bynum's goddamn blood pressure. All that bullshit you're talking about. Get the man all hyped, ready to lock your punk ass in, and you want to change the goddamn subject. That's some bullshit, Jay. That's some goddamn bullshit.
All right, here comes everybody. Profile Bynum, come on, goddamn Profile Bynum, bring it on, goddamn.
That's my motherfucking partner, bitch. That's my motherfucking
that's
NGRA
daddy,
partner.
That's
fuck
that's
you,
your
bitch.
Daddy. Ain't no partner.
That's my motherfucking NGRA partner. Fuck you. Whatever he is, motherfucker, he on your goddamn ass, and you trying to get him off, bitch, trying to change the goddamn story. Tony, get his ass.
I got 13 cars in Grudging, and now we're on lock in. 13 cars. One car locked down the whole show.
Grudging ain't shit.
He called me and told me if I fuck with his bitch at all, he ain't speaking to me no more. So I'm standing down. That's his ass. That's Big Low ass.
Big Low got good sense. Big Low got good sense. That guy's boot too ain't no joke. Come on, man.
What you say?
How you think I go down? How you think I go way down to Montgomery yesterday? And the only person that was halfway drawn me is King Kong.
I'm on the other line, y'all. Low still talking to me. What he do? The way he twisted that. I don't know about all that shit, Low. Hold on. Let me put Low back on. Look, Tony, I can't fuck with you because Low said you hit. I got to leave that shit alone.
Well, you got 12 other Grudging members. How many the rest of them want to race? You got 12 of them. You got Wiz. You got Buddy Nicky, DJ Grant.
I tell you how I'm going to fuck you up. I'm going to fuck you up just like this, Tony Bynum. I'm going to fuck your son up. Me and your damn son had on the 13th in Orangeburg.
Oh, God dang. How in the hell y'all let one new Profile Joe.
Mm-hmm.
How in the hell did let one car that ain't been down the track yet terrify the whole goddamn
A taxi car. Tell the whole story. A taxi car. Pro-mile taxi
okay,
car.
Okay, J-Bond, hold on. You're dead wrong there. Fuck your goddamn brakes. Whatever the fuck he got, that's what the fuck he got. That's his goddamn business. If you can't run it, just say, I can't run it. Say Red Rock, motherfucker. Cut your head between your goddamn legs. Stop dropping roll, bitch. Stop that bullshit you're doing.
All right, then. Tell what the shit he got. Tell him to lock in, goddamn it.
Y'all know the first Gangsta Boot one was terrified. I should have named another name because y'all still think it's a Gangsta Boot one. The Gangsta Boot one was a bad motherfucker. Now since it's Gangsta Boot two, y'all think it's just as bad as Gangsta Boot one. It ain't beat nobody. But y'all scared the goddamn drone in a car you ain't seen around the track. That's a shame there.
Tony Bynum, you know what? This is about always talking about how big the whole Grudging goddamn nation is. They got 972 goddamn members. NGRA got 6 goddamn members. But we a fuck all of full. Fuck y'all.
When you gonna do that? You won't lock in. Y'all gonna talk about fighting because y'all can't win no race because y'all trying to lock in with one cup. What do it take to make y'all lock in a race?
What are they talking about, kickboxing?
They'll win all of them, but racing, y'all can't win nothing in racing. You won't even lock in, man.
Okay, then, can I have a rebuttal, please?
Yep.
We got all the NGRA on, and the Grudge Race of the Year have been leaving every race that we have had that's been happening across the country. He's been leaving at 4 o'clock, hadn't raced nobody. And then for some reason, y'all coming on dancing hard as hell. I don't understand it. But I do believe that you have to let a man feel good about himself.
Ain't nobody else race.
I do believe that, you know, but Tony,
you do. I mean, I'm just gonna remind you, Tony. You are 1-13.
Hey, who the fuck is Grudge Inc. racing right now? Who the fuck is y'all racing?
Nobody.
Y'all racing
nobody.
Y'all goddamn left.
Ain't
doing shit. Who the fuck is y'all racing?
Let me go down there.
Who the fuck is y'all racing?
Biz
ain't racing no goddamn T5.
Right.
Right. Shoot out goddamn master. That's what we did. Big low same shit. Shoot out goddamn master. When you lock somebody up and get up there and grudge race like Tony Bynes and NGRA do, then you goddamn racist. That damn shootout shit, that's for you and the goddamn fans to enjoy. That ain't for no goddamn grudge racist. If you were a real goddamn grudge racist, you wouldn't even fix your goddamn mouth to say no bullshit like that. That just show that you and the whole grudge ain't no goddamn, y'all a bunch of goddamn class racists. You and Biz and the number 13 goddamn fella, goddamn punk ass on T3, and goddamn Little Low, and goddamn punk ass, who else goddamn grudging? I don't even know them sorry ass goddamn cars, whoever it is. Oh, Little Clock, whatever the hell the name is. We'll tear anything in y'all goddamn camp up. Y'all ain't got shit to goddamn grudge rate, and I got two words for you. Deposit, motherfucker. Now what?
All right, now, let's back it up. NGRA, you and
I
are
going to
be in the drummer.
I want a number.
I got
say a fucking number. Say a fucking number.
I can 100, 1,000, 3,000.
3,000. Say a fucking number, bitch. Say a number. We don't want no fucking words. We tired of words. We want numbers. Hey, Tony, how you like up a deposit with numbers or words?
Man, no crabs locking in. They had a snow out there today.
Yeah,
you lock in nothing.
All right.
Hey, Joe.
They talking about 500 on your number.
Leroy against Moneymaker and or Dillinger and or whatever the hell other car, Moneymaker.
You better not say NGR member. You better not say that.
I better not say what?
Leroy gets an NGRA member. You better not say that. You better not fish your mouth.
No, I'm playing against Tony Bynes and Pope.
Okay, I thought you trying to jump on
me. I want to make sure.
You want to jump on NGRA
and Pope. That's who I'm talking about.
Now, hey, NGRA ain't got but 4 members. Just some bad motherfuckers, and you won't draw a name one of them.
When the last time in a race? Tell me that. Name it, I told you, when the last time I raced.
In NGRA, we got the baddest back half in the whole goddamn world. We got the baddest thing on goddamn 28, the baddest thing on 29, the goddamn we got motherfucking the baddest top sportsman in the whole goddamn world. So y'all can't say shit. Big Drag, we'll fuck him up. And matter of fact, Tony, I think he's trying to look, Tony, I think he's trying to sidetrack us. That motherfucking Biz is the motherfucker. You was on Biz ass, wasn't you? You know what he did? He did the okie doke.
I built a new car in 3 weeks and fucked Biz up.
Get his ass.
Don't bring a knife to a gunfight.
Don't bring an knife to a gunfight, okay? Because if you bring Leroy to run into us, that's what you do and bring a knife to a gunfight. Let Leroy say where the fuck he at, and don't fuck with NGRA, okay? Please do that for me. If you think I'm lying, lock in 5-1 or 2,000 bet on that, if I'm lying.
That, I got, what, you name, all right, we already done talked about that. Now, name another one. Who you want to get? You want to get Big Texas?
That's what I thought.
You say you want to get Big Texas?
That's what I thought. That's what I thought.
You say you want to get Big Texas?
That's what I thought.
You say you want to get Big Texas? Is that who you want to get? I think that we'll do for you. We'll do this for Big Texas. Just give me 1 minute. I'm gonna open the mic up and we'll do something real nice for you, for Big Sexy.
Hey, Tony Bynes, will you fuck up Leon?
What Leon got?
That little Camaro from Indiana. That little motherfucker that was down there. He was down there with us at with Whit Race. Matt, that damn Monday, he was down there. Run up down
track. All my calls right now is 29, 28. He got anything on 29, I go to his ass.
Okay. All right. Yeah, we'll fuck Leon up. We'll fuck Leroy. Anything start with a goddamn L, we'll fuck it up. Anything.
That, y'all like them L's. Y'all really like L's. Y'all have proved that. Ain't no doubt in my mind. Y'all like a damn L.
Whenever y'all get ready to lock in a race, please call me. So anybody got there. Well, y'all want to run Leroy? Y'all want Leroy against Big Sexy? We'll do that. Twist my arm, yeah, I'll do it.
That I'm finna go. Hold on. The NDRA type show is over now. Type man, how you doing? I'm trying to interject some new conversation so that me, you, and your son won't keep going round and round in a damn circle.
Okay.
I got a special guest coming on a little bit after 9 o'clock, so y'all got to bear with me on that. He's gonna get a race report from Montgomery, Alabama, and he needed to a little bit after 9 o'clock to make that happen. So Tony, you need to stay on and listen to that because you didn't see no race and you left a little early, and so you need to really hear this report. But I find out there's another person by the name of a cowboy. That's out of the camp of Mr. Five Speed. I think he's supposed to be coming on, and he had some things that he wanted to say. Big Drag, I don't have Cabo's number. I'm talking about the one out of Mr. Five Speed camp. If you can get me that number again, I know I promised I'd call him. I need to make sure I do that. If y'all would bear with me 1 second, the Bynes brother, I'll give me 1 second here to get this the computer working. That Tony Bynes talking about, hold on. I gotta make Tony Bynes mad with this one here. Number one slouch, how you doing? I got number one slouch. I guess nobody they think I ain't gonna open the mic because I've been there arguing with the Bynes brother. Number one slouch, can you hear me?
This bitch just said the Bynes brothers. You've been arguing with NGR, yeah, you stinking bitch, you.
I can't get up. Shit, I can go to old damn paper. I know damn, but let me.
Hey, Melinda, how do you let one goddamn man listen? And Tony didn't really need no goddamn help from Big Sexy or Purple Rain or King Nate. Why you let one motherfucker come on? Tony, you the bad motherfucker. Shut your goddamn. Well, you the bad motherfucker, Tony. You come on here and shut the whole. I mean, Griffin got 112 minutes.
Man, I went down. It just for me so bad when I went to Montgomery and them two of the baddest brothers in Alabama didn't even bother to show up. They came, but they didn't bring no car. Both of them come out there looking in the bushes, but wouldn't bring the fucking car. Tell me, man, I can travel 5 hours to their track, and they can't travel 15 minutes to their own damn track.
But you left You should have let them kiss your goddamn ticket ring, like you was a fucking godfather or some shit.
Tony, you left early though, so that don't count.
Yeah, like,
I would have got pissed off too and left everybody. I come 5 hours to race all these goddamn Alabama superstars, and ain't none of them got their ass up in there in no goddamn car up there looking at someone. Hey, how you doing?
Fuck out of that bullshit. I left 6 o'clock yesterday evening. If I was been there till 6 o'clock this evening, I still wouldn't have been got no race.
You're right about that.
Hold on. I got to get the damn champ on. Let me get the champ on. 007 Ken Kennedy, the small truck champ. How you doing this evening? Goddamn, what y'all need? I mean,
007, what's up? You know I'm at work. What's up?
That's right. All right. 007, I do know the small truck champ showed up. Did you get there to show out or you couldn't do nothing, champ? What'd you do?
Oh, I just showed up over there, man, just to support the team. You know, Tony was carrying two cars. I didn't get a truck.
I got you. So you just showed up and everything was good. Would you enjoy yourself?
Oh, after Tony left, I left right behind him, man. I came on home. I got cold.
It wasn't nothing else to see after listening. After NGRA and Bynes leave, ain't shit else to see. What else y'all going to see? What else is there to see? What else?
them damn two NGRA boy. Go ahead, King Kennedy.
Well, you know, like I say, Tony did ask Whitnum to run King Kong when they were both finna make a shakedown pass on the line, but Whitnum said they wanted the right lane or something, so they didn't come to agreement on that. And I don't know if Predator had a problem or not, but I know, you know, Cowboy was juking at the guy that owned Predator about racing him, but he never said he was going to run the car.
Rick came on earlier and said that he offered $300 to have Tony turn around, and I don't know. Tony said that that $300 in the bet wasn't worth it, so he kept on going. But it's nothing wrong with that. If Tony been showing up these races and not racing, that's Tony's decision. He know what he's doing. Let me open up the next mic if this damn computer ever works. Okay. All right, kid. Hello. Hey, y'all. Everybody's on. I know the Fine Brothers been taking up the whole damn show, but get ready. I'm trying to open your mic, so please get close to your mic. Kid, I'm trying to open your mic. Kid. Is just in case you don't know your number, 773-8424. Kid, how you doing?
Good evening, now, Jay Bonds. How you doing, man?
All right, you see these damn Fine Brothers, cornered me in here, and they have a damn good time. But don't worry about me, I'm all right. They don't hit with the shit. They is as soft as hell. You know, they all right. I'm just letting them get a little exercise. Don't worry about nothing. How you making it?
They soft as cotton candy, huh?
They say yes sir. I'm laughing all the way.
Well, long as you hold your own, Jay, that's what counts.
Yes sir. Listen, did you see that? Did you notice when you hit Tony, pro start holler? That's some good shit.
I'm telling you, it sounds like they identical twins or whatever you call them, you know, unseparated.
You know what? If you was any kind of objective man, you would listen to the goddamn facts. On this phone, the facts have been stated. Fact number one, NGRA has been racing this year. Fact number two, Grudge Inc. ain't did shit. Fact number three, Tony Vine just shut down the whole goddamn Grudge Inc. motherfucking hemisphere. All 13 of y'all motherfucking supposed to be punk-ass cars. Fact number four, Tony went down to Georgia, to Alabama, left Georgia, went down to Alabama to race two of the goddamn state champions, two of the goddamn biggest and brightest in Grudge Inc. Some punk motherfucker didn't show up. Point number five, when Tony Vine left the goddamn track and NGRA left, motherfucking everybody else did. About 1,700 people left when they seen that motherfucking car go out the track because they know where the action is coming from. So how the fuck you going to sit there and co-sign Jay Barnes like the damn lap dog that you fucking is right now? How the fuck is you going to do that? Explain that shit to me.
The same way you co-signed for Tony Vine.
I'm co-signing the truth, though. I'm co-signing the truth.
Hey, now, okay, hold on. I love that truth shit. 13 events. out of the last six events, he raced one time, and Wick let him win that one. Zero. With a standing record of 1-13, and this man pumping his chest.
Hey, Jay, I'll ask you a question. That means if I'm wearing 1-13, that means 14 races, right?
Yeah, that's if you ask.
How many races has NGRA Grudge raced this year?
Grudging.
So you're saying I'm 14 races.
How many races, Grudging? The whole Grudging? Ain't talking about one man, Tony Primetime. Saying one man, 14 races against Grudging, 13 members. How many races y'all had this year?
Well,
We'll wait.
I'm just back now. I got a damn hot text that came in. Answer the question first. If I'm 1-13, that add up to 14 races. Okay, how many races is the whole NGR, the whole Grudge Inc. organization had this year?
Darling, we don't want you to. We really, you know, they asked me not.
I need numbers. I hate to see you in a courtroom. And you won't answer. Answer the question in front of you. How many? That's all we want to know. How many, man?
Can y'all give me one member to call? I need one more
NDRA member on the phone. Give me a number, Pro Star 5, that I can call and get a NDRA member on the phone, please.
All right, hold on for a second. I get you one. Hold on.
You don't know about heart, son?
You don't know about heart?
Hold on, let me get to you. All right. Now, y'all got the bell. Why he get that number?
Heckle number right here, 843.
Hold on. I'm in the down. Hold on. 843.
J-Bun.
683. 683. 4996. I got him on the phone already, Tony. Excuse me, ladies and gentlemen, while I introduce the 2012 Black Hat Grudge Race of the Year and
Hey, what's going on? How's everything?
Tell these motherfuckers who you represent, man. Tell them about that NG and that R and that goddamn A. Tell them all that shit, Jimmy. Tell them.
NGRA.
Yeah, motherfucker. Now what, J Bond just thinking, bitch, you got a back half, you motherfucker, you.
He got Leroy.
Jimmy, what do you want to do to Leroy, Jimmy? Please call these motherfuckers. What you want to do to Leroy?
Say something unspeakable.
You want to do some unspeakable shit to that motherfucker. You heard the man say that. Get his ass on the fucking phone, what you can. Get his ass on the goddamn
Leroy.
Phone with a lock in.
Call
Leroy.
I want to say one thing before I get Leroy on the phone and he go to talking to shit to and put something on Mr. McFadden's ass. Now, Mr. McFadden, you know I am. Contrary to the people that you hang out with, I am a fan of yours. I like you a lot. you pick some of the damn worst so-called friends, but I ain't gonna hold that against you. Welcome to the Monday Night Grudge Inc. show, and I really, really appreciate you coming on. But please, Pro Stock Mouth is full, so please don't try to take it out.
Jay, what did I say about that bullshit? Stop that bullshit.
I ain't saying that, Pro Stock. All I said was,
Jay, don't stop that show. Kick your fucking ass.
I did not say one before, Pro Stock. You tell it on your damn self. Now you tell it on your damn
Jay.
Self.
Jay. You don't stop that
book. You don't even tell me, so stop. I did not say what your mama was for. I just said it was for. Now, you can't goddamn get me on that shit. But hold on, I got a damn special guest that's got to tell about his show. If the damn Byron Brothers don't mind, Big Sexy, Leroy just texted me and said, yeah, you're going to get fucked up. So just hold on, Big Sexy. And I got to get this man on, so he told me that he want to be on. So, Postar, tell a couple of lies why I get this man on. Why the hell is Postar? He ain't never been a law for words now, and I asked that big, wild-head motherfucker to help me out, and now he don't want to damn talk. Tony, can you back up a little bit so Postar can talk?
I was trying to call. Hey, Jay, stop that bullshit, man. If I do something to your fucking ass, I tell you I'm playing that bullshit. But I was trying to get Pepper Rain and Nate on the damn phone and couldn't get them. But at the end of the day, man, you can look now. All that shit that all them goddamn distractions you're doing, you know, all that shit sound cute about the backing up and the mouthful and all that shit all sound cute. Man, you sound like an expert on the subject, by the way. But that shit sound cute, but at the end of the day, that ain't about no goddamn grudge race. We need to get Leroy on the motherfucking phone. Can you do that?
Hey, Postdoc Joe.
Yeah.
Do y'all plan on crossing that Mason-Dixon line and coming north?
Man, we go all over the goddamn country. We racing any, we racing goddamn 15 states last goddamn year. When the hell y'all gonna go some goddamn where? Chase Carson, goddamn Mason Dixon line for what? What we gonna do? Come look at y'all motherfuckers.
Y'all make sure y'all try to get up north this year.
We was up there last year and we fucked y'all up. We won 13 races and y'all won goddamn one. And that was by accident.
Oh, but things gonna be different this time.
Yeah, what they said last year. They said that shit the same last time. Y'all motherfuckers red lighting, crossing the goddamn center line, blowing up and popping. Y'all motherfuckers was just is awestruck. Y'all motherfuckers was awestruck just like you is right now. But goddamn, I don't want to talk to your ass. I want that motherfucking stinking ass Leon, leaking ass Leon, so we can put some more holes in his leaking ass. And I want that goddamn junkyard dog Leroy on the goddamn phone. That's what we want to do. We want
to
lock in. Big Sexy. Watch him out, sexy. That motherfucker won't be
right
back in the motherfucker.
Hold tight.
What the fuck y'all got to do, man? What y'all got to do?
Hold tight.
What y'all got to do? You got to call the police station and get his ass. He done went and turned himself in and locked him up so he can't fucking race. Motherfucker.
Oh, they trying to get him on there, Pro Stock. Just hold on.
I know. That bitch went and got to the police station and turned himself in. Motherfucker, witness protection program. He in grudge protection right now, goddammit.
Oh, is that what it is?
He in the grudge witness protection program. Who the fuck would know about that? We NGRA is the baddest goddamn group in grudge racing, goddamn it. I'm telling you. We got our motherfucking captain on the goddamn phone. We got Boss Bands on the goddamn phone. That's our goddamn captain. We don't give a fuck who know about it.
Y'all talking plenty of shit.
And we got the baddest back half on the goddamn phone. Big Sexy will do some unspeakable shit to that goddamn punk ass Big Clark. I mean, Little Clark. He ain't goddamn big because he ain't beat no motherfucking body. JC,
really? What about Leroy? Why you come bring somebody's name up and then can't get him on the phone? You brought Leroy's name up, but now you can't get him on the phone. Why bring him a name on the phone? Is there anybody in Grudge Inc. ready to lock in? That's what I want to know. Is anybody?
And what about Biz? What about Biz? His little punk ass motherfucker.
Biz missing action, man. Biz under the table, man.
But Cody, how the fuck you go all the way down to DJ Grant? I think you went right past his house on the way to the track. He lived like 13.
I blow my horn when I pass his goddamn house.
You blow the horn out of it.
I saw a peek out of the curtain. I thought he was going to be to the track. What the hell going on? That's the only reason I come down there. Well, I figured if they don't race, at least I got my 250 for butt nigga if they don't race. Shit. Man, I was supposed to shut up and butt nigga would give me my damn money. I can say this. Here's one thing. It do bring me pride to know a man of y'all stature. All these damn chassis calls, trying to call out these true stock suspension calls. But
hey, J-Bone, I told you about that little gay shit, man. Stop that bullshit, J-Bone. This motherfucking, this is about... Jay Bonner, where the fuck you got? What you fucking bought, motherfucker? If you ain't got enough, buy some extra, motherfucker. They still sell the goddamn shit.
I was rocking Moneymaker and Big Drag, and you picked the bait and time. Who the hell is Big Drag? Every time we call you a bluff, you just act like you can't get in contact with nobody.
Purple Rain, Listen, motherfucker, I'm telling you, we said moneymaker, we're going to lock in the moneymaker. We're going to lock the moneymaker in. Now, is it locked? When are we racing? When are we racing, bitch? April 13th to Orangeburg. What's up? It's locked.
Orangeburg is at 500 or 5,000. The damn moneymaker with the damn, the same old goddamn moneymaker against damn.
Motherfucker,
the
car going to be, it is, that's the name of the car, the same old moneymaker. That's the name of the motherfucker. Same old moneymaker. Now it's locked. 500 on 5,000 big drag against the same old moneymaker.
That's locked. That's over with. We can talk about something else.
Okay, what time do you come to the lane? Lock and loaded, what time?
Damn it, we'll be there. Don't all these damn this East Coast.
No, fuck that. No, we do real racing. Don't do no damn fake ass racing, motherfucker. We see y'all on the lane at 7 o'clock. 7 o'clock, we'll be in the lane. 7 o'clock. Locked and loaded. Same old moneymaker versus big drag car.
All right, I'm all right with that. That's a lot.
Big drag got a run motor.
Okay, that's fine.
Okay, right. Okay.
And what the fuck is what's going on? Out the goddamn way. That's it.
How moneymaker gonna run?
That we talking about out the damn way.
In front of
Joe, you better stop that, man. You better stop that, Joe. You know, you know what you're doing.
If you don't know what he's doing, he shouldn't be on this fucking phone.
Hey, man.
If you don't
know
what he's doing, he shouldn't be on this motherfucking phone. It's a ghost
hey,
line,
man.
Motherfucker.
Stop that.
This shit is about fucking tricks and about stealth.
Hey, man.
You ain't sharp, man.
You ain't sharp.
Okay, well, I know we coming to race. I know we locked in. We coming with the same old moneymaker.
All right, well.
And we got a special announcement tomorrow.
It don't mean a damn hell. I ain't never seen you make it to the goddamn end of the track anyway.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
That, hold on, I'm trying to get down. It on.
Now, where the fuck is that damn junkyard dog at? His name ain't Leroy no man. His name G-Roy. Look, junkyard dog. Hey, Jay Bone, lock the fuck y'all quiet. Every time you want to boot time, y'all lock up a goddamn race with y'all motherfuckers. Ain't none of the gloves you ain't can get on the goddamn phone. What DJ Grant? Hey, Tony Bynes. Tony Bynes.
Yeah, what's up, boss?
Them motherfuckers should say sorry to you, man. They should say sorry for having you come all down that goddamn way and not giving you goddamn respect or bringing their goddamn car to the track, being too afraid to bring their car. Them bitches should get on their goddamn knees on this phone right now and apologize to you, both of them.
It's a shame, man.
Half naked and the number one faker.
And then they didn't get my 250. That would make me mad. I was doing my wild left. It was 6 o'clock. What the hell I supposed to do?
Mm-hmm.
It's a shame,
you
man.
Go back home and get back to goddamn work. These motherfuckers, they about what 11 minutes from home, 13 minutes from home.
Hey, when Gangsta Boo made that little 60-footer, man, scared the death out of everybody.
Nah,
I ain't want to do nothing.
Wait a minute, you ain't go down to Alabama and shut the whole goddamn Montgomery Motor Bus down except for Mr. Fosby, did you?
Everything without Willie Balls and McTires. I locked up against a Pro Mall car and beat him in the testing.
Wait, you say locked up against a Pro Mall car?
I locked up against some chassis Camaro from Alabama and fucked them up. They ain't telling you that, did they?
Wait a minute, goddamn Tony Bynes, goddamn, you my new hero for real, goddamn Tony Bynes. Tell me that shit ain't true, Tony Bynes.
Tony Bynes,
you didn't line up against goddamn Johnny Riggs, that damn Chassis Camaro that ran in the Pokemon race?
Yeah.
God,
no, I don't know which Camaro it was. It was a Camaro, you know, but I knew it had Willie Balls, a big guy. Who that was, J-Bone?
I don't know Tony Bynes.
Yes,
motherfucker, big sexy. Lock his ass in August 17th, motherfucker, at your race.
I
ain't doing shit. Yeah, that's what I said.
August.
It's your race, man.
August, God damn.
Hey, that's what I said. Lock him in, post stop.
We all
going to
be there.
If you want to be there.
Hey, man, I said we all going to be there. Hey, Tony, you can get your share to stay the fuck out there. I'm talking about Big Sexy.
Okay, Clark, Big Sexy. Let's lock his ass in, but we locking it on the conditional. If the car breaks, you know it ain't no. It ain't, if,
yeah,
if
yeah,
both
we can have a break,
Carl.
We can have a break,
okay.
Carl. That's right.
Jimmy, you want to do that?
Yes.
You want to do that?
Yeah, say that again now.
We want to lock Big Clark. You want to lock Big Clark punk ass in?
503 or better. 503
or better.
Okay.
Hey, I tell you what. Hey, we'll do it
August.
Hey, Tony, listen. I'm talking to Post Doc Joe, and he's locking in for Big Sexy. We're going to get to you next.
I'm
locking
in my car, too. I'm locking in my back half, too. Just in case Big Sexy.
Listen.
If Big Sexy be hurt, yeah, I can run mine.
I'm talking to Big Sexy as of right now. Big Sexy against the Nightmare, August 17th, Post Doc, at your rate.
5-on-3 or better. It's a good one,
that's right.
In the lanes by 6.
Okay, we locked.
It's a lock. Okay, now wait a minute. Now, hold on. You can't. Hold on. The stipulation is if your car ain't there, there ain't no race. If the car is not there, there's no race. There's no lock-in, okay? If the car comes in the gate, then we lock. Either if both cars come in the gate, the race is locked. If neither car is there, it ain't no lock-in because, you know, we got a lot of time between then and there. But now, Big Clark, wait a minute. You ain't
all
fucking
right.
Finished. You can't fuck
okay.
with Tony Bynum's
yeah.
goddamn brother and then
hey.
Not act like
hey, listen,
that Tony Bynum ain't going to jump in this
hey,
shit, motherfucker.
Hey,
you got another back half, too, bitch.
Unless I see Tony Bynum and goddamn Big Sexy holding hands, I don't want a motherfucking talk. Now, if they both hold hands, we both can talk. But until then, I'm talking to Big Sexy. Y'all motherfuckers ain't smarter than everybody else.
What happened in Montgomery? Clark, tell what happened in Montgomery.
Shit, I saw you trying to pay Cowboy $300 to make Tony ass turn around.
I ain't saying that ain't true. He might have did that, but I was gone then.
Yeah, but
hit
I think
like
you did
race.
That. Hey,
Tony, man, gone up the track.
No, hey, Tony, I saw you when you left out the gate. I mean, shit, all you had to do was turn around at the end of the driveway if you wanted to race.
No, anybody called me on the driveway. I broke down side the road. Anybody, they hadn't called me.
Oh, okay. Well, shit, that was, I don't need to turn around. If you broke down between now and then.
But I broke down on 85, but I'll tell you what. All they gotta do, if they for real, I ain't broke down now, and I ain't left the track now. Let's lock in the pressure against
Listen. Hey, but Tony, the only thing that get me about that is you said you wanted to run King Kong against Boot too. He tried to lock you in with that, and you
that
know you're out of another car.
That was yesterday.
A lot of changes
in
there.
The
okay, a lot of changes in there.
Who that
line up
against? I don't know who that car
was
line up against down there against
Boutu. Oh, I don't know. I saw you there making some shakedown, and something happened to the car. I don't know who that was on the line.
Okay.
Yeah. So, Pro Stock, you quit getting your ass on these shows acting like you a motherfucking bat, you big head bastard.
I ain't trying to be no goddamn bastard. I'm just saying, NGRA is tough as a motherfucker, son. You better recognize. And Grudge Inc. ain't popping on shit right now. And y'all ain't got no goddamn track record.
Man,
y'all ain't got
please.
Nothing to live off of.
Man, please.
You got
okay.
the Grudge Race of the World. You got the baddest back half with Grudge Race of the Year of 2012. And we got Purple Rain and fucking King Nick. And the motherfucking star promoter. What the fuck else we need, goddamn? We the baddest bitches in this whole fucking Grudge Race land. Now, motherfuckers
don't
hate on that
shit.
Hey, 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 this is his anniversary week. This is his anniversary. Let him have a little party.
Okay.
Go ahead, Prostock. Go ahead, Prostock.
All right.
I'm not saying that shit, but I'm just saying, motherfucker, listen. I'm saying the facts are the goddamn facts. Jimmy McFadden is the back half for the goddamn year.
and he will fuck Big Clark up. Tony Bennett will fucking grudge race out of the world.
Yeah.
He will fuck anything in y'all camp up. Anything on 28 to 29. Isn't that right, Tony?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I'm just sad because I can't get no race. I'm just going to sell. Sell all cars.
I know
what.
I
can't get no race.
The nightmare, the Mississippi nightmare, is the back ass car of 2012. And as soon as, and we're going to prove that shit to you, as soon as that damn lock in come in.
The Mississippi Nightmare got so many dings in his ass in 2012. How you fix your face to give him a goddamn award, we don't know. But we understand politics. But it's all good. Jimmy McFadden was 13-1. Tell me what the Nightmare record was.
Yeah, 25-10.
No.
Hey, y'all, the same way y'all throw them goddamn numbers out, but let me show you the difference. I can't talk about Jimmy McFadden because I lack him, so I can't really. But
Jimmy, what was your goddamn record? Jimmy, what was your goddamn record last year? For real. What was your real record, Jimmy?
Let's see. Actually, I ended up losing two because Kenny beat me and the guy from losing.
Oh, okay, yeah, two. Okay, so what was your record, though?
Like 13 or 14 and 2.
And 2, right, 13 and 2. That was the record.
Now,
that was the actual record.
That's a
record.
Damn good record. I will not dispute his record. But now, I'm not trying to. Jimmy McFadden is a damn good man. He's a damn good number two man. But now let me get to Big Clark. Big Clark, the Mississippi Nightmare, raced to Georgia, South Carolina, North Carolina, Texas, Virginia, Ohio, Cleveland, Wyoming, Europe. Man, the damn Mississippi Nightmare got his own fucking damn passport, man.
Yeah.
And then you got a whole big sexy
race in North Carolina, South Carolina, Georgia, Florida, Virginia, and Maryland.
I see you ain't gonna make me go down wrong. You ain't gonna make me say nothing bad against my friend Jimmy McFadden. He's a damn good number two man. I ain't gonna say shit else about it. ain't gonna make me goddamn post out that damn pro. Hey, Drag.
Yeah.
I just want you to know, don't pay Tony Bynes and the Bynes brothers no attention, but your special guest have not answered his phone and I let the Bynes brother have so much fun because I was waiting on your special guest. So you can't, if you can't get your special guest on, then I don't want, you know, I mean, he got his whole show set up for him, and then he won't come on.
Yeah.
Can you check on your special guest? Can you check on him?
Yeah, I can call him and see. He's probably still in that meeting.
Well, it's 9:30 now. He's both been out at 9.
It's 8:30 our time. Well, my time, he said. So,
he don't want to come out of no goddamn meeting because he want to get on this damn phone because he know his ass is on the goddamn chopping block. Just like y'all know that, though. Y'all down the wrong goddamn number. Y'all got to call Grudge Witness Protection. That's where he at, in the Grudge Witness Protection Program.
Grudge Witness Protection. Yo, can we get a word in other than cursing, man? That's why you're so loud over everybody else. Everybody else talking with sense, and you the only one cursing like you crazy. Let somebody else talk, Joe. All them cars that you call about racing, Joe, I'm going to make you hate what you said, okay? The weather's breaking over here. We finna start working on the car. Tony ain't nothing but a doggone. Tony is just a walk in the park. Them other boys you talking about, we're going to show you something. But you know what? It ain't going to cost you no $500. It's going to cost you some real money, Joe, because I'm tired of you shooting off at your mouth.
You know what? If you say one more word to me, Big Dragon, everybody on this phone that don't know was on my show last Friday. On a conference call last week, when I called my good friend Racing Jason out of New York and JRC Racing, I will get Racing Jason on the ball. Are you ready to lock in? Are you ready to lock in? Like I called him last time.
My car with a clutch in it. I got a clutch in my car now, Joe.
You see, now you want to change shit up. Now you want to change shit up. All right, we'll lock Purple Rain up with your car. We'll lock Purple Rain up with your car.
We're gonna lock Purple Rain in to run my car at any time y'all ready for 10 or better, Joe. For 10 or better.
All right, we can lock that in now then.
Tell me about you got your clutch and all that.
No, you have your clutch. Keep your clutch in your car.
long as you got no juice.
It's in. It got no matches on it. We're going to run Purple Rain head up for 10 or better, Joe.
Okay,
and
tell
me
when.
All we got to do is set a place
tell
to
me
race.
When. World Grudge
we
Match.
Can race. We can race. No, no, I ain't racing no grudge now. So we can race on April the 5th and 6th in Tulsa, Oklahoma. We'll be in Tulsa, Oklahoma on April the 5th.
Well, we won't be there. I'm going to be in Texas, and he's going to be in Darlington. What about April the 13th? April the 13th in Orangeburg.
Joe, I want to run before
May the 11th at Darlington.
No, nah, we gonna run over
June
here, Joe.
We're not gonna
do everything you want to do, Joe. We gonna run on this end. We gonna let some of our people see the race happen.
Hey, Joe,
get you a
bus to ship them in there. Get you a bus.
I don't have to get them no bus. They come in cause of me, but we gonna come to their home. Now get your bag behind over there to one of the over here in the Midwest somewhere and get you a bankroll. That's what you do, Joe, since you can go find people to whoop somebody. I'm going to stop you, boy. You on the right trail to get your behind toe out from under you. You're in the right spot.
Hey.
Now, call Racer Jason, call Purple Rain, call any of them you want to call. Get that money up. If you think I'm playing, call Jake Bonds. I'll get Jake Bonds to lock the money in tonight. Any amount of money y'all want to run for, Joe, 10 or better. Now, get out. Any of them you're talking about. And we're going to be on the motor. We're going to be on the motor with the Camaro. We're going to be on the motor. We got a question in the car.
What we're going to do for Tony Byron, because this is special for Tony, we'll shake down on Tony just to make him relevant.
Tony ain't nothing, man. That ain't. We don't even need to check down the ties for him.
Hello.
Well, I'm gonna shut Joe down. Yo.
Hello. Profile. Call it NGRA. Them damn NGRA boys and holler at me. I don't see not now one of them on there.
Every time I lock in Oklahoma, we're gonna run either one of them cars he just made for 10 or better.
Every time I start locking the car, y'all go to another car. I'm tired of going to car. Big Clark, I got my man on the phone. HD. And he said he'll take that missile and run it up your ass. He said he just joined the NGRA again tonight. HD, you joined the NGRA again tonight, didn't you?
Yes.
Yeah, all right. So he'll take that missile and run it up your ass. And you take your clutch and he'll run it up your ass, too.
Hello, I got a new member too. Let me get him on the line.
This shit gonna last all night.
Well, I got a new member here. Let me get Mighty Joe Young on, cause he just sent his application back in, and I stamped it approved, and he won $10,000 in Orangeburg on the 13th. This is a damn good show. I tell you, this shit is right. This shit is right. You see how shit come together?
I got Chris Meade's phone number.
Thank you for calling. Goodbye.
His goddamn phone disconnected and he didn't pay his bill, but I got Chris Reed's phone number too. Hey, Post-Star Joe.
I ain't worried about that. I'm worried about the OJAX. Post-Star, you told me this shit was going to work. You told me the OJAX was going to fall for this shit. Lock his ass in. Lock his ass in. You told me this shit was going to work, Post-Star.
I thought you got a motor car with a clutch in it. What happened there? I'm right here.
I'm right here
with the clutch car with the motor car with the clutch in it. Say what you got to say.
Yeah, what?
I'll run that car. I'll run that car.
Oh, yeah,
he
on it.
Oh, no.
Well,
I thought you knew what I had. I thought you was tough.
I'm tough in my class, man. If you want to run a car with nitrous on it with a clutch in it, you can get something that
I can do. Hold on, J-Mons, hold on. I got my good friend, Mr. Chris Reaney, on the phone, and he said he would love to shake hands with Mr. Mighty Joe Young. Chris Reaney, say hello to the fellas, please.
How are you guys?
J-Mons, you lost your voice?
Hey. Can I get I'm trying to make sure that Tony Bynes on, not Pro Stop Bynes, Tony Bynes, he's still on.
Jay Barnes, I said Mr. Chris Reaney is on the phone. You were calling out the name Mighty Joe Young, were you not?
Man, none of these other damn folks. Hang up, Pro Style Joe with your crazy ass.
Man, Chris, Chris Reaney ain't no big hands ass.
Well, listen, what do you guys want to do?
Chris Reaney, we'll rock his ass in Detroit on the damn May the 2nd. Five thousand on five thousand or better.
Yes, we will lock that in. We'll lock on 5,000 on 10,000 or better.
No,
man don't travel for no cheap money.
We'll lock in
1,000
on 5,000 or better.
No, we're locking in 5,000. Chris, I got this money. Who we racing? We racing Mighty Joe Young? I will lock in 5,000 on 10 or better. They like to run for that big money.
Can Chris talk?
Go ahead, Chris.
I'm just listening. It sounds like a whole bunch of bullshit to me.
Chris, we will lock you in, not with bullshit, but with money, for $1,000 or $5,000 to have you in a Motor City. Will you take that bet, sir?
Not enough money.
Well, how much do you want it to be, sir?
$5,000.
I just said $5,000.
Lock it in $5,000. On 10 or better.
We'll lock in $2,000 on 5 or better.
Hey, Chris Reaney, when these guys decide on something, I'll call you back. All right, Doctor?
Yeah.
All right, thanks a lot.
All right, thanks a lot, Chris.
I appreciate it, man.
That's real something to you folks. I ain't going to tell you what it is. Just get somebody to come on the phone and say, oh, yeah, that's too low. Now, that means that's a scared ass. That's what that means.
That means
they
want
a motherfucker.
When you go have a car to race, that's the things you have to do. Go find somebody.
Well, I'm a promoter.
Okay.
I never said I have a car. I'm promoting that the old jack can whip your big fat ass. Your big fat, they'll
the
turn your ass red, they'll turn you dark.
Do the old jack got nitrous on?
Whatever they got, they can whip your ass. What do it matter what
okay,
they got? Run with you brung and
run
whoop you brung enough.
Nitrous,
I like that, but sit your $5 ass down before you make change.
Put that automatic back in your car.
I'll get that
mustache
off like that.
Use a punk. Use a punk. Hey, let me ask you one
thing. HD, was you on the phone with me? Was you on the phone with us when the ARC and Racing Jason made this boy put a tampon on because he was leaking?
Get him down right now, Coach Scott. Joke it. Let's lock Racing Jason here right now. Come on over to Tulsa, and we're going to run him on the 5th of April, bro. Now,
the man said if you got an automatic car, he got an automatic car. You said you knew he wasn't going
to
race you. HD, didn't we have this conversation? He said we don't run the automatic. He's like, if you run a clutch, I can't race no clutch. But if you got automatic, he'll tear your ass up. But you know why you put that clutch in? Because you hiding behind that clutch. Because you afraid.
Hey, Joe,
you scary.
I'm going to pull the clutch out. 6'5".
Scary Sasquatch is what you is.
Call me what you want to. Just don't call me a non-car owner.
What are you trying to say? You don't own no car?
He don't got no race car. He got a cell phone with a bunch of memorized racer numbers in his phone.
Oh, okay. Well, Chris Reaney ain't doing that.
Let me tell you what I do to you. Me at 345 pounds, 6'5", I'm climbing the Camaro. You're getting racing Jason car. I will pull your behind out, sucker.
You know what? Spoken just like a true fake-ass racer. Always using race-stopping language. If somebody leaves $1 million in my house, I'm going to spend the shit out of it. What do you mean?
No,
if?
You better not spend.
You said you was a racer. I ain't got no business in no race car.
I'm a promoter. I said I'm a promoter. You fake-ass racer, you.
Promoter,
Racer Jason is a racer, and they wanted to bust your ass until you wasn't here behind that car.
Change your name to promoter, Joe. Can you get, please, Racing Jason to show his ass up on June 15th in the Motor City?
Nope.
Yeah, we're going to run it. I'm going to have an automatic back in the car. When you
get him anywhere June 15th, it would be in West Palm Beach, Florida, NGRA Fun in the Sun too. That's where I would get him if I could get him on June 15th.
Can you get him over here? Can you get him to the Midwest? Can you get Racing Jason to the Midwest? We're going to put the automatic in the car after the second race. After two more races, Joe, we're going to pull the stick out, put the automatic back in the car. We're going to run Racing Jason head up at either Beers' race or either my race or Little Tony race. One of them three races, we're going to run him, Racing Jason. And we're going to lock 10,000 on five or better, Joe. And we'll do it right now.
And you come with him.
Those dudes will race. They will travel. They went. They live in New Jersey. They went to Florida to have a race. So they will travel. So whenever you get your...
Lock it in.
Hold on. I mean, I can't. You know I can't lock the man's car in. I ain't know him like that. Hold on a second. But I will let you discuss the details with... I can't.
Hang up or press 1 for more options.
Bro, I'm discussing the race with you.
I can't get in there, Lev. Yeah. Drag on there.
Hey, Turbo Tim. Hey, Turbo Tim. Yeah, I'm here. Yeah. Turbo Tim. Yes, I'm here. Are you scared of Tony Bynes?
Hell no,
Tony Bynes
don't want to train me. Racing Jason, hold on. Racing Jason is on the phone. Big Drag, please make your offer again now about the...
We're going to lock Racing Jason in $1,000 on five or better to run either Little Tony race, Biz race, or my race. Just come to the Midwest.
That's automatic.
Yeah, automatic. We're gonna lock him in to run him in business.
Hold on, wait, hold on, guys, the man got his family with him. He got to go. He's gonna lock this race in. He gonna need to lock it in. So Big Drag,
we're gonna lock him in the
race. He said he wanna race. Jason, you said he's a bigger lock in to travel that much.
He's gonna lock in.
We're gonna lock in the Midwest, bro.
He wanna lock in June sixteenth in Detroit.
Martin, Michigan. We're locked in the run in Martin, Michigan.
Nah, we're racing on Rockingham.
I ain't coming to Rockingham, bro. Ain't nothing wrong with that, sir. Post up, can you get somebody who's gonna race in a damn race that we want to race at? Do everything have to be in your favor, Post up?
Racing Jason, thanks a lot, man. I appreciate it. Once again, I've proven that these guys ain't nothing but goddamn butter. That's all they is. They melt like motherfuckers. They melt when the motherfucking heat come on. They ain't nothing but goddamn butter sitting there talking all that damn race stopping shit. We'll race y'all in Alaska in December, motherfucker. Yeah, we'll race y'all in Hawaii in September, motherfucker. All this crazy ass bullshit y'all talking about. Y'all know where the hell everybody's going to be. Everybody's going to be in Rockingham on July 5th and 6th. And if you ain't going to be there, it's because you ain't no real goddamn grudge racer. Whatever you call us, Joe.
That's on you. I ain't finished it up.
And you hiding anyway. Can you get anybody?
Can you stop calling people that want to race only on the East Coast? Can you get somebody that'll come off the East Coast? We got 3 months. We got Martin, Michigan. We got something else in Michigan, and then something in Indiana. May, June, and July. Is it in August? Is anybody on all them phone numbers you got? Can you call somebody to come and race in the Midwest?
Yeah, but listen, what's the point of calling somebody? Every time we call somebody, he's just going to say something different that nobody wants
to do. We just tried to lock you in, Joe. What did you talk about? You backing up. We're trying to lock you in, Joe. Lock in. Lock the money.
I tell you what. If you lock in enough money, I'll come up there and get the old jacks to give you the back tie. We'll come up there at the August race, the No Limit Raceway.
How much is it going to take?
$2,500 lock in. 25 on 10. Okay. We got Big Drag the back tire. He can keep his goddamn clutch in. Okay.
HD, hold on. HD, can we do that?
Full stop. We can, but I ain't doing nothing like that. I'm a grudge racer. I ain't giving no fans like that.
I ain't got no nitrous on HD.
Stop trying to that damn Rocky in HD.
You know you scared that damn girl jump on me over there. HD, I swear, HD, I will bet the money. I just bet the money. Just do the race. God damn it, I tell you, please. This dude is balling on a budget. This dude car can't get out of his own self way. I promise you that, HD. HD on my kids, I promise you, this dude can't get out of his own way. Can't do that to me, HD. HD, do that for me, please. HD, do that. $2,500 on 10. Y'all got the back tire.
Man, somebody tell that first stock he on the damn show, man. Get off your goddamn lead, man.
Well, they ripped
well,
up the
shit,
camera.
That ain't get us no closer to racing nobody, though, is it? See, that's what y'all do. Y'all know how to joke real good. That's what the whole grudge ink is. Y'all a goddamn joke because y'all ain't racing no goddamn body.
Well,
Big Drag ain't racing nobody. Biz ain't racing nobody. Ain't none of you grudge ink is racing nobody. Y'all, the biggest, brightest hope y'all had was down in Alabama with damn half naked and the number one faker. And y'all couldn't even get that to come off right. Y'all ain't jokes.
And you ain't doing no photographing.
That man on the knee still talking.
I like HG, man. And Pro Star, I always try to get HG in some damn trouble, man. That's why AC told me not to fuck with him.
I'm not trying to get AD in no trouble. I'm trying to get your ass in some trouble. If you all mess around and lock that race in, you'll see who'll be in the trouble.
Hey, Vaughn, get Leroy or Larry on the phone.
Yeah, Larry just called me. I switched over. Larry say, get him a Leroy here right quick. They want to talk about the back half race. And Joe, Promoter Joe, that's the best name you can get out of me from now on, Promoter Joe. I don't know where they get off calling you some pro star.
Well, I don't know where the hell they call you Big Drag, because your big ass can't fit in the car number one, and you ain't dragging no damn body.
If you get in there, you watch me get in there. That's what you do.
I ain't never claimed I was nothing but Promoter Joe. My name happens to be Pro Stop, but I'm still Promoter Joe.
Your name is Promoter Joe.
Why the hell is your name Drag? Who the hell is you racing?
Your name is Promoter Joe. The last time I saw you, you got about 14 feet and pop.
The last time I saw your big ass squeeze inside of a little car, you was inside a lug nut car. You rolled about 13 feet against goddamn 7-Up and pop and stayed right there. Wouldn't get out the car no damn more. Crying all damn day. Tony Byron told your ass up.
Crying. Man, you ain't never heard me cry about nothing. Look at how you on your knees sucking cock. In front of the whole
now, come on now, come on, man. I don't know, don't do that, please. Please don't do that.
That's what you were doing. Don't do that, man. Let's talk like men. Let's don't talk like no little kids. How we talking like men? You calling people bitches and hoes. Huh?
Okay, if the fans you just tell me, I don't call you a bitch no more.
Don't bother me, Joe. It don't work good for the goose. It's good for the
dick.
You fucking dick. You fucking dick.
Stop dick holding, Joe.
You know what, man? I'm totally serious. I don't understand y'all, man. If y'all don't want to talk to me no more, man, that's why you got to tell me that. You can call me the N-word or tell me something about some fucking dick. That's just total, that's not man talk. Men don't talk like that. Now, if I got under your skin, goddammit, then get you. Men don't talk like that. If I got under your skin, goddammit, I got the better of you. Then take it like a goddamn man. Come at me with something real, not that little gay-ass shit y'all talking about. Motherfucker, you're trying to fuck you up, and you got mad about it. If you mad about it, goddamn, but you try to get on some other shit right now. Motherfucker, talk about some drag racing. Get us off your motherfucking ass, you non-drag racing some bitch, you.
It ain't my fault because you gay, man.
Okay, you know what? I'm not going to let you get away with that shit. I'm not going to get off your motherfucking ass. You want me to get off? You already know. The word is out. That's what you say to Pillstock to get him off your ass. Motherfuck you, big lag. You ain't no goddamn drag, because you ain't dragging nobody. You're big, squeezing up ass in a goddamn car, red light, motherfucker, you.
Joe?
What do you want, red light? What do you want, red light? Red light, what do you want? You red light. You're about to get your motherfucking ass so bad. You know what? Big Drag was so motherfucking in. I am that bitch motherfucking cowboy came up there and Tony Vines. He's like, oh my God, Tony Vines, I had never seen you before. Oh my goodness, I'm going to race you tomorrow. That bitch went up there and threw a big goddamn red on the goddamn floor. Throw the goddamn period. The red light and bitch you.
Joe, You done,
Joe? You scared the boy so goddamn bad you made him wear like? Tony.
You done, Joe?
Tony.
Are you done?
Stop big holding, Joe.
Tony Vine. You sound like a professional. And you know what dick holding is. You sound like a professional. If a motherfucker know what some stick is, he's like he done had it before. So you know what dick holding is. You like you done had it before. You done had it before. But I keep telling you, whoever it is talking about dick, you motherfucker sound like a professional to me. You got some experience.
Hey, I got can I get Leroy on? Leroy, I want to. Y'all having too much fun talking about dicks. Let's talk about something else for a minute. Y'all are having too much fun. Leroy!
Big Sexy, this is you, Big Sexy. Big Sexy, this is you. Step up.
Leroy, you down?
What's up? Yo, hold on one second.
That's one damn thing I can say about Grudging. We might not buy you no damn phone, but we'll go down on your ass.
We trying to lock Joe in. We want to lock Joe in, man. We want to lock him in over here on this Midwestern
Road. Hello,
everybody.
What's going on this Leroy?
Big Sexy is standing here looking.
Yes, sir.
Big Sexy said, he want me to tell you, he said hello.
Big Sexy said what?
He said hello to you. He said hello.
Oh, tell Big Sexy hello, how he doing? And I look forward to going straight to his ass.
Big Sexy, get him, Sexy.
Who was that just saying, get him?
That Joe?
Who's
that goddamn Joe Bias?
Hello, Joseph, how you doing?
What's up, Big Leroy? Good to meet you, man. Good to meet you. Heard good things about
nice
you.
Nice to meet you, too.
Too bad, Big Sexy, gonna have to run up in your ass.
Touche, pussycat. Hey, where's Jimmy at? Is Jimmy on the phone?
Jimmy.
Uh-oh.
Jimmy McFadden.
Uh-oh.
He's still there. Jimmy.
Uh-oh.
Okay. Hey, Joseph, say it ain't so.
Talk to me, Joseph. That bitch want to argue with me. I ain't arguing with your fucking ass. Big next big sexy going to tear your motherfucker. Big sexy, tell that bitch you going to tear his ass up.
Tell me, Atomic Dog, where do all the damn roads lead to? All roads lead to Texas, as you know, April the 6th, Houston Motorsports Park is going down Texas style. Got some good races. Make it out of here. We're going to make that, and it's going down.
Well, that's good to know. And the last time Tony Vine, the NJRA, came out there, did they whoop anybody or did they get whipped?
No, they got their ass whooped the last time they came out here.
God. Well, I, you know, I didn't have to know that. I just know the last 13 events, they ain't raced but at like three of them. So I knew that, no. And the more he did race, that they lost. So it didn't matter. We already know the statistics of some of it, all.
But
you know,
but
Tony
Vines,
you know, I thought he had drove out there to have lunch, but I found out that he went to Montgomery to have lunch. But who is the back half Texas back half of the, you know what I'm talking about, Tony Dog. Who is the baddest back half of Texas?
Grubbier, Texas, baddest back half, go with a Birdman, and he said he's looking to take on any back half.
Now, let me ask you this. Is Birdman scared of Jimmy McFadden?
No, he ain't scared of Jimmy McFadden. He ain't scared of the Beast either.
That's that damn name I've been trying to think of all night, the damn Beast. Bill is having a race. Hell, I forgot the date now.
Bill got a race April the 6th. And Birdman is racing in my race, Houston, April the 6th. He's running a Tree Man. He's getting the back top from Tree Man. So they're taking that race again. He took the back top from Tree Man and got away with the pro bar car. So he's going to take the back top again and try it again.
Well, I don't know if Jimmy McFadden, is he in that is he in the race at Darlington? Is Jimmy McFadden gonna get in that shootout? Postock ought to know that answer.
Postock ought to know that.
Postock.
Now listen,
is he gonna get in that race, Postock? Is Jimmy McFadden gonna get in Bill's race at Darlington?
Yes, he is. NGRA will be well represented, and I got another motherfucking man on the phone that's going to be in that goddamn race. Please introduce yourself, Mr. Man.
He's the fuck Birdman up. Lock him in.
Birdman, you know, y'all wanted to come for the seat. He can't come for the seat, so he locked in my race up here. But I am working on trying to get him down after July, so he's going to see if he got some other engagement. He wants to try to make it down at July. There's a possibility I'm going to try to get him to make it to Montgomery. I'm going to see if I can get him to come to Montgomery, but, you know, he want to run.
Hey, I got this here. Hey, Tommy Dog, just to show you just to let you know how much I care for Bill, and Jimmy McFadden, I'll pay $1,000 for them to travel expenses to come to the damn Texas on the 6th. Now, either one, I don't matter. I mean, I'm just trying to invite them out there for that ass whooping. $1,000.
You know that they got a race already in down. They got to pay $1,000 to come out to Montgomery on the 19th, and we'll meet Birdman ass there. How about that? We'll come out there on the goddamn 19th. Now what?
Yep.
How about this? You ain't got to pay us nothing. All you got to do is lock that motherfucker in. You ain't got to pay us a quarter. We'll be there.
There you go. I tell you what you do. I hate to get gnarled on the phone. Get him running back on the 19th in Montgomery. Come on, let's go tomorrow. Since both of us got engagement on the 6th, Birdman locked it up here and certified him, got a race going on the 6th. But we see if we can get him on the 19th and we can get him to Montgomery. And we'll see if Birdman runs.
That sounds perfect, Atomic Dog, because now that'll give me time to holler at Chris and make sure he's available on the 19th. So if Chris is available on the 19th, I know by tomorrow. We'll call on your show tomorrow, and I'll know if we can do it on that day, and you'll know if he can do it on that day, so we should be locked drum in tomorrow.
Yeah,
I'll get Chris on the goddamn phone right now. We ain't got to wait till goddamn home. Fuck ass Birdman. Fuck a Birdman. The East Coast rule, motherfucker. The East Coast rule.
All day, every day.
Hey, call me tomorrow on my show, and I'll be able to talk to Birdman, and I'll let you know 35 y'all gonna call in and see what can make something happen for the United States of Montgomery.
All right, sounds good.
All right, you motherfucker. You don't know what you just asked for. You just asked for a goddamn butt. Certified. You're my goddamn hero, boy. I like that shit. You get on this motherfucker and shut this shit down quick. I like that.
Hey, yo. They ain't shutting that down because they ain't locked in. The man said he'll run them. They both going to run on the same day. They both got engaged. So they both agreed to put up a deposit at a race. So sit back and watch it out.
And a little bear on the table with a lot of white women looking over your lap. No day be over.
I got motherfuckers telling me to get their motherfucking damn pro stock. I got your damn back. Any amount of money you want to love.
Pro stock?
Mm-hmm. You see, you called in with 35 tomorrow, pro stock. We'll see if we can make that happen.
I talked to Birdman. We'll get you on there.
No doubt. You motherfuckers gonna get enough from fucking with NGRA and NGRA friends, motherfucker. You gonna get enough from fucking with us.
We don't give a damn about all five of y'all. Fuck y'all.
We gonna. That's a dirty bitch. You a dirty ballhead bitch.
All five of y'all. Kiss my ass. I don't care. Well, I guess we ain't gonna have no special show tonight. The special show ain't gonna be on. Big Drag special guest bailed out on it, and so I got to chill about Big.
Yeah, go ahead. Yeah,
I'm planning on being in Montgomery. Think you get Purple Rain down there?
I can get the old Jacks down there. They on the goddamn phone, and they want to tell your ass up. You said you wasn't scared of
me. Hey, there you go again. Come and hit somebody. I said Purple Rain, you called it somebody else.
You want me to call somebody else? You asked me what I could do. You asked me what I could do, and I just answered you. I told you I could get the old guy down there to fuck you up. I could do that for you, Tracy.
Watch this, smart ass. I bet I can get Doug down there, too. How much you want to bet? I can call him right now. I bet I can call Doug right here and get him down there. You want to bet that?
I didn't ask you who you could get down there. I didn't ask you that. You asked me if I could get somebody down to Montgomery. You asked me that.
You asked me a question and I answered you.
Maybe I didn't give you the answer that you wanted because I know you don't want to hear them two goddamn letters. I know you don't want to hear the H to the goddamn D. I know you don't want to hear that shit.
I bet I can get Dub down there. Want me to call him? You want me to call him?
It's bad to hide up under somebody's goddamn wing. If you were afraid of HD, why don't you just say, Joe, I don't want them goddamn troubles.
Joe,
I don't want them troubles.
You can call Joe. Hold your heart, mister. It's good when you can call somebody. When I call somebody, you change.
I did not ask you. Ain't nobody threatened you. Ain't nobody threatened you. You asked me what I could do, and I told you, Tracy. I don't want no problems with
you,
brother. I know you don't want to hear his goddamn name, H to the D. I know that frightens you. I know
you
are afraid of that name. I know you don't want to see that goddamn missile sticking up your stomach dog ass.
You
know how a dog get hooked in the back? You know how a dog get hooked? That's what that missile would do. It'll hook your ass in the back, atomic dog. Your legs will be spread wide open, and the missile will be hooking your ass. I know you don't want to see that, but you asked me a question, and I gave you an answer.
Jones, you know your head will be running hot. You're going to fall over. You counted with him, and I counted with Doug. Now, what's up? That's what I thought.
At the end of the day, you don't know one that look like you scared.
At the end of the day, Joe, don't fuck with me. You don't know who I can get no of, and I bet you won't bet that.
I know you can't get beside the old Jack. I bet you that, you punk
kid. I know you can't get beside Purple Rain.
I know you can't get beside the old Jacks.
I know I can get beside Purple Rain.
I know they'll run that missile right up and bust your goddamn gizzard.
Joe,
you
ain't answering me, sir. You ain't answering me, sir.
You still get your goddamn gizzard bust. We'll bust
Yo.
Your goddamn heart screen.
Yo, when you get
HD, 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 HD. Will you bust atomic bomb hard stream? Will you bust his gizzard out?
I ain't getting no dead horse, man. If the guy want to race, he'll race. You know that.
You will bust his gizzard, though. Okay. I didn't want to make sure I wasn't. I didn't want to make sure.
You're looking bad, Joe. You're looking bad.
Joe,
you're
looking
bad
as hell, man.
You're looking bad, Joe. Making yourself
how
look
the
worse.
Hell? How would I look bad? And this man don't want to race a damn Corvette just like he got. And I'm looking bad. Okay, that makes sense to me. Grudge ain't biased, bitch, you.
I don't put on for the
Joe.
Show. See what I'm saying? See how you go there? The Joker say something to you.
Joe.
You take offense. Hey, Joe.
I ain't taking no offense. I just made an analysis. I said, if you think that this man being afraid to run a car, the exact same car he has,
Yo.
And then telling me
Yo.
That I'm looking bad, and that's your analysis of that situation,
Yo.
Given those facts, I say
Yo.
That my analysis is that you're a grudging, biased bitch. That's just an
Yo.
Analysis.
Did the man just tell you why the hell you want to pick all the goddamn time? You can't pick all the goddamn time. I told you what I do, and I meant that.
I'm not trying to pick all the goddamn time. I'm just trying to pick this time.
No,
not
it's
all
not
this,
me.
This time.
It's not me, Joe.
Hey, Joe.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Ask him what he'll give a back half.
No, oh, Tracy, atomic dog. The B said, what will you give a goddamn back half? What will you give a back half?
The next goddamn lane.
You see? And that's why you should be willing to take the next lane from the old guy.
Joe, I answered that man now what?
Now, we don't want that double head up. We can't run a promo head up. We'll take a little bit of something, though.
Who will you take? Listen, just, you know what? I know he's not going to do it because he ain't built like that. But I'm just asking out of curiosity, certified gangster. What would the Beast take from a full-fledged whatever atomic dog got? What would I take from him?
Realistically, I would ask for the break just for negotiation purposes. But we can break it down to one and one something. I take one and one from that car.
Wow. From a Promod car to a back half car. Wow. Dude, you know what? You is my new hero.
Hey,
Joe. Y'all got heart.
Hey,
y'all
Joe,
got heart.
So
East Coast boys
Joe,
got a lot of
Joe,
goddamn heart, boy.
Joe,
one
Joe,
East Coast boys
this,
got a lot of heart.
Joe.
Huh?
Joe.
Yes.
Watch this. I take the one and one from the OJ.
Well, listen, why would you take, they got a top sportsman car. Why would you
Joe,
want the one and
Joe,
one
listen.
From a top sportsman car?
Joe, listen, call that what I asked for.
Hey, Joe.
Yeah, I know.
Hey, Joe.
I know.
Joe.
Because you got no
drag.
Goddamn heart. You what?
Hey, Joe,
what's
hey, Joe.
Up,
I got
man?
A car.
Joe.
Hey, Joe.
What's up, Drag?
What's up,
Drag?
I got a car.
Yeah.
Ain't got no nitrous on it. I'm going to take the same thing from the old Jack. Let me up, and I'm coming over there by y'all. Let me raise the head with no nitrous on it, and we can go to quarter. They said they want to go quarter mile. We can stretch it out.
Boy, y'all some funny dudes.
Well, he got nitrous, Joe. I ain't got no nitrous. I'm going to put the automatic back in the car. I'm going to take the brake from him. And we can go 13, 20, or 8 mile. Don't matter to me. We can run either or.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm. Let me raise the head up. We got something
better than that. We got a car to run you head up. You put that automatic in there, and you can go wherever you want to go.
Let me get through with the fifth and sixth, bro. Let me get through
okay.
with that, and I'm going to put the automatic back in the
good,
car.
Good luck out there, man. Good luck out there. Definitely. I mean that, too. Good luck out there, man. Do your thing.
All right.
Do your thing. Mm-hmm. This is a nice little dance here. Somebody gonna dip after a while. Somebody gonna dip. All you damn grudging sissies. Somebody gonna dip.
Just call us what you want.
Somebody gonna dip. Somebody gonna dip.
I got to get myself in the bed. I got to get up at 5 o'clock. They'll be calling me any minute now. So I definitely appreciate all the camaraderie tonight. And I definitely recognize the scaredness of Atomic Dog of HD. But
you're right, Joe. You can call that how you want to, but guess what? Remember, you don't pick mine. I tell what I like, and I pick what I want. You can say what you want.
Tracy, hold on, I'm not picking yours.
You just told a man a while ago about a car, and then you want to come on here and say, well, Jay, you want to say the same thing you just contradicted yourself saying earlier when Tony Brown was on the phone, and they were talking about, when Jay was telling that Tony Brown, you went to Island shit. You contradict him, come back, try to use that shit on me. Come on, Joe. You can't pick it the way you want to with me, but you gonna see something you ain't gonna like, mister. Keep your eyes open.
I ain't gonna see nothing because your scary ass ain't gonna race no damn body. Yo, no, I am thoroughly convinced you are the damn scared dude. You will not. You want to raise Bobby Wildchild. You want to raise Purple Rain. I'm not knocking your head off.
What the hell is wrong with me and Purple Rain, Joe?
Do your thing.
What the hell is wrong with me and Purple Rain?
Do your thing.
What's wrong with me and Purple Rain?
Do your thing. Do your thing. What's wrong with you and the OJ?
What's wrong with me and Purple Rain?
What's wrong with you and the OJ?
What's wrong with me and Purple Rain?
What's wrong with you and the OJ?
You ain't answering my question, Joe. What's wrong with me and Purple Rain?
He's got a slow car and a heavy car. What's wrong with you and the OJ?
I got a slow car and a heavy car, too, now what?
And so do the OJ. See, I know you're just going to take my answer and use it. I just race stopping language.
Yo,
that's all you're
Joe.
Scared of the OJ.
Yeah,
so why don't you just can't be a man and say you're scared?
Joe.
Say you're scared. That's all.
Some of you,
just
sir.
Say it one time, Tracy.
Let me say it one time.
It's okay.
Just say you're scared. I'm scared of the joke.
I need to break.
Watch this, Joe. Yeah,
Everybody knows that car has a superior driver that drives it, but yet and still, you want to tell me to jump in a car that you know I can't get in. Let's go race on the ocean. You stay on the shit. I'm running my mouth because I'm a goddamn promoter. You know what promoters do. So don't act like you don't know what promoters do. You won promoter of the year 2012. So you did a lot of running your goddamn mouth. You know how this shit works. And you know how to do fake-ass racing when you hear it.
You
because you're talking to me about a race that's impossible. That's fake-ass racing, Tracy. You, my friend, are an F-A-R.
Let me tell you, I put the money on. You put the goddamn money on, you set your ass in, you got it back out. I'm going to show you something, Sidney. I like that.
That's what I thought, Joe.
You didn't say nothing. Tell me you want to race. You're talking stupid.
Because you don't want to race. Because you're a coward. You're a coward and you're scared of the old Jack.
You're still a coward.
You're a yellow-bellied Texas sissy. A steer and a goddamn quid. You Texas punk.
You're the best cop.
You only proven. Look at you talking stupid. You're talking stupid. I
I'll tell you what, let your eight-year-old son drive and I'll run him with my Lexus.
Any car they let you sit in
the
drive, I don't give a damn who's here. I'm going to give you the back tire. You ain't got
no nuts, boy.
Now, what? I'm going to get you.
Oh, you can tell I'm stupid on that. I don't race cars anymore. I'm a promoter. Good part of that, don't you understand? Now, they got guys. To see the fact that you want to talk to a guy that doesn't have a car, that don't race, and you want to talk about racing him, that says that you're scared of the guys with cars that do race.
You promoter, do what you want to, and I'm a
coward. You're a coward. Your name is a comic coward from now on, not a comic dog no more.
I'm
a comic coward.
A comic coward.
C-O-W-A-R-D to the atomic. C-O-W-A-R-D. I can say one thing about Pro Stock. He's a good blocker. He can talk until you get it. He know how to damn block. He can't damn drive, but he can damn block through this shit. I'll pay you $1,000 come over here and get on Pro Stock ads, and we'll win him a damn car.
We're
going to rent him a damn car.
Joe, anything they rent in that post I drive, I'm going to give him the back tire.
God damn.
Yeah, and that just says to me that you don't want to race nobody because you know that's not going to happen.
Right,
yeah,
you're
a coward.
Joe, guess what?
Like men, so I want to thank the Vine Brothers for coming on and
the three followers of the NGR. Folks, like, I really appreciate that. I really think that, in all sincerity, it was a good show, and it showed that we can all stand toe-to-toe and promote racism the way it should be done without making everything a us versus them. Thank you, folks. Stop by.
Joe,
you said what now?
I think you put some water in that radiator.
Put some water in what radiator?
You idiot. Cooling it off.
Well, I tell you what you can do. You need a blood transfusion. Actually, you need a Kool-Aid transfusion.
Joe.
You can stop. Hold on 1 second.
Joe.
Kool-Aid transfusion. You need a Kool-Aid transfusion.
Stuff.
You need
no,
to fuck
you
your ass
talking
up.
Over
hey. People. It's hard to talk to you
I
when you're talking
that,
over people all the damn time.
Oh, no shit. Your same medicine. You telling me it's hard. What the hell are you be doing trying to do it all the time? You don't want to listen to that shit when you start that. Not with
okay.
me.
Well, God. But anyway, if you give Purple Rain any goddamn thing, he will fuck you up. If you give him anything.
Joe, I gave you some and I'm gonna fuck you up.
Give Purple Rain okay, that's a done deal. You win that one. Now, give Purple Rain any motherfucking thing, he will tear your raggedy, lame, scary coward ass up.
He got the next lane.
That's not enough. You need a little more than that.
That's all the hell he's getting.
Well, then you ain't want to do nothing then. You don't want to do nothing.
Come on, Joe.
Big-ass heavy Nova.
I got a big-ass heavy Corvette.
Yeah, right. The old Jack's got one, too. They'll give you the next lane.
All right. You sit in there. You got the back tire.
And you put your son in there, and he got the back tire. You can go this all day. You can't out talk me. You don't know no more than I know.
All right, Joe. All right. Okay.
All right, Tracy. Black Nasty's car is for sale. He called me tonight. Big Quark can verify that. Black Nasty's car is for sale. He's taking the car apart. So, anything else? I got the old Jacks on the phone still.
Just hold your heart, Joe. The old Jack don't get them a race, bro.
Yeah, I know.
Just hold your heart.
I know. Yeah, I know. I'm holding. I'll be holding on for a long time knowing your coward ass.
All right. Knowing your coward ass, too. You do a whole lot of talking. You talk. Good as you talk. Tell me how that you said in the car. Good as you talk. Let's see if you really was a pro star. Let's see if you really was a pro star. Sit your ass down. You got the back down.
Listen, you can try that third grade psychology on maybe a third grader.
You try that shit on me, Joe.
I'm a little bit more
advanced
than me. Well, I tell you what, why don't you give Purple Rain something then? That's a real race you can talk about instead of talking about race and do that dumb shit you're talking about. That's dumb shit.
I'm giving Purple Rain the next lane and we'll try that, man.
No. Give him the 1-1 or something. Give him the break or something. Then he'll try your ass. I'll make him try you with that. I will not call him on the phone. If you say the old Jack's already said they're not going to do nothing, so I can't negotiate anything for the old Jack except the head of racism.
Why did you bring up his damn name then? Because
I can negotiate a head of race. I am authorized to lock in a head of race with you with them.
How many times can you understand? I told you I'm not running the old Jack's car head up.
Okay, fine. And why you keep bringing it up then? And I just told you I'm not authorized, and they're not giving you any spot.
Okay.
But now, let's negotiate on Purple Rain.
I'm not giving Purple Rain no
because you're a goddamn coward. Because you're a goddamn coward.
Okay, I tell you what I will do. I'm going to say you're the coward. Your buddy is going to sit your ass down. You got 1-1.
You say what?
Sit your ass down. You got the 1-1.
You still a coward. You still talking about damn shit. Put your son in your car. Put your son in your car. You can't tell me either, motherfucker. You ain't no growing than me, you crazy, scary-ass coward, bitch. Ain't nobody trying to tell you what to do. Give him the goddamn back to
I'm trying to make you a race, you fucking coward.
You can't make me shit. I ain't doing this shit under you. I'm racist.
Nobody can make you a race because you don't want to race. You don't want to race, you coward.
You say you can drive. Sit your ass in that car. You got one.
All right, okay, as long as you blindfold you, I'll get in there. As long as you blindfold you. As long as you blindfold yourself, I'll do that. Blindfold yourself. Blindfold yourself. I will. Blindfold yourself, and I'll get in the car. Blindfold yourself. Okay, fine. Okay, I will get in the car. Do you want to race me? 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 Do you want to race me?
You can't.
Do you
want to
race me?
You ain't got no
do you want? Do you want to race me? Do you want to race me?
I
want to
race
me.
You said if I
okay,
race
then.
You, got to
okay. Exactly. I will. I will. Now all you got to do. Hold on. Let me finish my steps. Now you told me what you wanted me to do. Okay. Let me give you my steps. You got to blindfold yourself.
Yo, talking crazy.
You talking crazy too? The same shit.
I can't tell a man got a name Pro Stock. A man got a name called as a Pro Stock.
You got a Tommy dog. You should be able to see through shit. You should have radiation eyes.
I will Tommy dog all over your ass. You said in February, I give you the one and one, mister.
You should have radiation eyes. Your name Atomic, ain't it? I'm not trying to drive nobody's car, Larry. So you make another race. Tell him to give you the back. Tell him to give you the back tire.
Okay, that's just simply. So you said Pro Stock get one and one.
Pro Stock can drive your car. He got the one and one, Mister.
Okay. So you make a race for my car. I won't make a race. That's good. Pro Stock got.
Pro Stock makes.
Now you take your right front tire. When we get, you take your right front tire, y'all. Since you making a race like that.
Pro Stock is doing a lot of goddamn talking. I'm gonna make him drive too, Mister.
What can me and you do? Can me and you have to make love?
Hand the fuck up.
Can't run your head up.
Hello, Larry. This ain't Rick Rain. This ain't you. You know I love you to death, but I have to say something to damn Pro Stock because he's been kicking my ass all night. Lock that shit in, goddammit, folks. As long as I can really know, I had to rub that shit in his face good, you know, because that's how he been doing me all damn night. What happened to Postop? Who you calling now? He's calling somebody else. Larry, every time somebody don't say what he want to say, he dials another damn number. Who you calling that, Postop?
I ain't calling nobody. I'm sitting right here. I'm looking at you because it's so funny. It's so funny that the pattern continues. All Grubbing does is they distract and they use a lot of race stopping language. They won't. They'll tell you, okay, lock in Alaska, lock in Hawaii. No, nobody's going over there. Where everybody's going to be, they're not going to be there. And they put in all these kinds of race stopping language so that they don't have to race.
and everybody should be clear right now. You guys don't want to race.
Okay, let me allowed you that, folks. Now let me try. Okay, Atomic Dog, in an eloquent way, said if Pro Stock get in cars, rent anybody's car, or open invitation one and one, lock in. Now that sounds like a racer to me.
Okay, hold on, Jay. Jay, you know what? Jay, I will do that. If you get in Atomic Dog's car, I will get in Purple Rain's car.
No, sir. Atomic Dog calls you out. Now, all you got to do
is exactly. I'm calling him back out. You get in his car. You get in his car.
I'm going to tell you exactly what you said earlier this evening. When you can't accept the man's race, just admit that you can't whoop him, lie down and kiss his feet. That's all you got to do, Pop Stop.
Well, he never bowed down and kissed the old Jack's feet. He never bowed down and kissed their feet.
But now, Pro Stock, we're starting with you tonight. It's on you first.
No, we're not starting with me. That's the wrong person to start with.
We'll start with you first, Pro Stock. Let's go ahead and get you bent down on your knees and get you to kiss feet. Then we'll take it on tomorrow.
We're not starting with me. Start with that scary ass friend of yours from Texas.
So let me ask you one question, Pro Stock. So do you on open air acknowledge that Atomic Dog can outdrive you blindfolded?
I acknowledge on open air that Atomic Dog is the scariest non racing, don't want to race sissy on the planet.
Well, what kind of race are you, Joe? You the scary fat ass, won't race, won't sit in the car, call yourself Pro Stock. You take that goddamn Pro Stock off the front of your lane and you're gonna do what I do. You ain't no Pro Stock
Once you are Sarah Palin right now, Sarah Palin is called Governor Palin because she was once the governor of the great state of Alaska. So once you earn your title in life, you still keep your title. Even though you were a general in the army, even though you retired, you still keep your name general.
People wonder why they call you Pro Stock. You pro shit.
That's funny because your name is Atomic Dog. We ain't never seen you race. You ain't never raced nobody.
You ain't never raced nobody.
And Bobby Wildchild choked your ass up and gave you the worst of ghosts whipping your ass in the head. Bobby Wildchild fucked you up. Shut up. You are disgraced to goddamn racing. Bobby Wildchild whipped your motherfucking ass. You need to shut up. You need to get off this
day.
I would be embarrassed to have that sorry motherfucker on my phone because Bobby Wildchild whipped his ass.
Let me explain something to you, Joe. Let me explain something to you.
Bobby Wildchild fucked you up. You be quiet. You can't explain shit, but how? Explain to me how you're going to get that ass whooping that Bobby Wildchild put on you. Explain to me how you're going to get that off. How you going to get that Bobby Wildchild? How you going to get that Bobby Wildchild ass whooping funk off of you? Explain that to me. Explain that to me.
I couldn't make the call because I vote.
Bobby Wildchild fucked you up. Be quiet. Be quiet. You overread your call on purpose because you know Bobby's going to whoop your ass.
And guess what? And I'm going to fuck you up. How about that? I'm gonna fuck you up. You got one and one, man. You can't even run around in my car. You can always talk for a car. Nobody wanna even have enough confidence for you to put you in the car unless you take the one and one. For me, I'm a no goddamn body in the race world. I'm nobody, Joe. And I'm trying to get you running one.
And this is true. And we know this because
you're
Bobby Wildchild whipped your ass.
And you a pro stop? Let's talk about something that we can do. Come on. You a pro stop? You do a lot of talking, men won't even let you get in the car, and you take the one and one? I bet your motherfucker put me in that car and let somebody give me the one and one. I bet you I can get in another car. You can't get in another fucking car.
I don't want to. That's by choice.
That's because you ain't got no nuts to let it go. You ain't got no goddamn nuts to let that son of a bitch go. You ain't got no nothing. I will get in the car, give you one and one out. First,
you sound like
right.
A damn third grader.
Joe,
talking about.
You sound like a third grade.
You sound like a fucking third grader. Shut up with that dumb shit. Get that Bobby Child child whooping off your ass, what you do.
Quit talking,
get that Bobby Child child whooping off your ass.
You can't get that Bobby Wildchild whipping your damn third grade psychology fucking major. You get that Bobby Wildchild whipping off your ass.
I'm down there telling you quit talking to their car. Quit trying to lock their car in. You need to quit trying to do that goddamn job and then let them do it. You can talk that talk, sit your ass in there, walk your walk sometimes. Show somebody you're a coach. You're a coach. I wish the hell somebody would let you get in there. I'm a joke. I wish they would. I wish they would let you get in there. I'm going to drag your goddamn ass. You ain't pro shit. Don't hey, girl, you're a part of the show. Just call it a show. You ain't that pro stop on your name. You still got that one, Joe. Pulling some water on that eight. Yo.
Yo, what do you want? What do you want, Bobby Wildchild's little boy? I'm going to call you little child.
Yo.
Because you're Bobby Wildchild's little boy. I'm going to call you little child.
Wait a minute. I'm going to ask you a question. Are you saying, all right now, I'm going to ask you a question. Are you saying you're talking about Bobby Wildchild's car right now? Wait a minute, Joe. You said, are you saying you're talking about Bobby Wildchild's car right now? Yo, I'm asking what? Are you talking about Wild Dog car right now?
I'm talking about the man who whipped your ass.
Yo, okay, well, I'm asking you, are you speaking for him right now? Yo, are you speaking for him right now?
I'm speaking for the fact that he whipped your ass.
No, yo, are we talking right now, man? That's gone. That's over with. Are you speaking for him right now? Yo, are you speaking for him right now?
No, I'm speaking about how he whipped your ass.
Okay, Joe, well, that's over with. Everybody know I broke, couldn't make the call, he win. That's great. Bobby won that. I broke, couldn't make the call, he win. Okay, that's it. But are you speaking for him right now? Are you speaking for him right now? Yo, are you speaking for him right now?
I'm speaking for the fact that he whipped your ass, yes.
Okay, well, that's it. We understand that, but can you speak for him? Can you speak for him right now? Yo, can you speak for him right now? Huh?
I'm speaking for the fact that he whipped your ass.
Joe, can you put a deposit up the goddamn for the 19th in Montgomery?
For the old Jack, yes.
There you go. You push every time how you change. Okay, you got it. The old Jack, would you drive? You got it. Now what?
Oh, you. You will be driving. You will be driving.
No, I said you driving it.
That's what I said. You will be driving the car. The guy that's
going
to be driving is going to
be
named you.
You will be driving, Joe. You can't pull that shit on me. You will be driving the old Jack's car. You can't pull that shit on me. You try to pull on Jay Vaughn. So I hear what the hell you're saying, and I hear you now. You try to pull some shit on Jay Vaughn while I go, I heard what the hell you're saying. You drive.
I didn't try to do nothing.
You raised it against me. You can't put that shit on me. No, you tried though, Jay Vaughn. I heard what the hell you're saying. You know,
I did it already.
You can't not slick me, but you sent your ass here and you drive it. And you got that 1-1, mister.
I'm gonna make Bobby Wildchild come with your ass, man. That's what I'm gonna do.
You can talk, you can. I bet you won't lock Bobby Child in for the 19th, but don't.
God damn it. You say one word I don't like, I make Bobby Child whip your ass.
I bet you don't lock Bobby Child in for the 19th, Montgomery.
I should make him come whip your ass. You're making me mad right now. You're making me mad.
What's wrong with Jamaica, Joe?
I should make him fuck you up again.
What's wrong with Jamaica, sir? What's wrong with Jamaica?
I don't know. I should make him come fuck you up. But you're lucky I'll be merciful.
What's wrong with Jamaica?
sir.
You lucky I'm being merciful on you.
I ain't lucky, Joe. I'm just trying.
You lucky I'm being merciful on you. I'll make Bobby
I'm
fuck
just
you
trying,
up.
Joe. How do it feel to get a Bobby go-to-ass whooping? Hey, Joe.
What?
That water on the bridge. We trying to cross another bridge now.
That's water. That's a wooden cross your ass. Ain't no water under the bridge.
Joe, that water on the bridge.
Ain't no water under the bridge. That's a whooping across your ass. That's what that is.
If you get your ass in the car, it'll be a whooping across your ass, too.
That's why I ain't getting in there.
I don't know if
you're
scared.
You should have been scared, and you wouldn't have nobody go to ass with
you. You won't get in no car because you's a scary-ass has-been. You's a scary-ass has-been wannabe driver. You wasn't nothing but a goddamn street driver. Street driver.
And you think that you ass goddamn street driver make me to do what? What's supposed to say now? Yeah, Tracy, I'll do it. I'll do it like you did, get your body go to ass whooping.
As good as you can talk to try to lock somebody in, somebody needs to put some money and let you sit in there and take it one and one.
What am I supposed to say now? Yeah, Atomic Dog, I want a body go to ass whooping like the one you got.
Make it sound real, Joe, right now you bullshit.
Oh, boy. Wow. That's funny. That's funny. Oh, man.
It's all good.
It's all good.
You're going to talk to somebody. You're going to beg somebody to let you try. I hope they
can
have enough coffee and let you try that.
Hello. Atomic Dog, we got something for Atomic Dog. Just let him listen. Don't hang up, goddamn it, Post Stop. I want you to hear this shit, Post Stop. Don't you hang up,
go.
Post Stop. Don't you
Atomic Dog
don't
Racing presents to you.
All roads lead to check.
Calling out Grudge Racing. Tony Primetime, Boss Bynes, and crew will be in the house. Also, Big Ball Factor taking on Texas Hillbilly Crew. Big Jake and Galen Smith versus East Coast Eric and crew from Florida. And the rematch of Tree Man versus the Big Bad Bird Man. Kenneth Williams, a.k.a. Big Sleep from Elgin, against Big D. Tennessee's own Wit and the 901 Bad Boys will be in the house looking for action. And we got Mississippi Scooby and Company with that badass stock suspension Mustang looking for action too. That's right, you heard me. Kid out there will be in the house. Always start an action with somebody for some big money. Texas style beat race. We got a big time shootout featuring Atomic Dog, Ron James the Twins, Louisiana Reggie Rabbit, Big Daddy Warbucks Drexler. And you know we gotta have a back half 490 class along with a 580 and 70 class. Gates open at 11 a.m. until it's going down Texas style. April 6th, Houston Motorsports Park. Contact Atomic Dog 512-775 6563 AtomicDogDragRacing.com. It's your boy Chuck G. Feed
it. Bro, that's how you show him Atomic Dog. Let him know what the damn promoter of the year sounded like. Did you get that shit, Pro Stop? Did you get that, Pro Stop?
Yeah, I'm gonna be in the house. Smack Talk TV will be there, and we'll be doing our thing. Can't miss all that action. Yeah. That's going to be one of the races of the year.
Well, you know, Pro Star, all the good races are the races of the year. You do know that, right? I'm sorry. The NGRA Orangeburg will also be a good race of the year, too. I will acknowledge that. The NGRA, April the 13th in Orangeburg, that is a hell of a race too. I will acknowledge that. I'm gonna concede what it is. The truth is the damn truth.
Yeah, I hear you, Doctor. I hear you.
Well, again, we still got 50 people listening, so
which is more than most people can say when they start off trying to end. So, Pro-Stop.
Yes, sir.
Pro-Stop, what race? I know you have a couple good races coming up. You want to tell us about it right quick?
Oh, man. Well, this weekend, Walter Mann and the boys are doing their thing at Outer Banks this weekend. And then Sunday, Gigantor and Tony Wright. Gigantor got a $3,000 bounty on his head. Gigantor and Lethal Weapon and Tony Bynes and all them boys are going to be at Thunder Valley, North Carolina. And then next weekend, all roads lead to Texas. And Darlington, at his back half, and then Texas, the big Atomic Dog, all roads lead to Texas race. And then on April the 13th, NGRA Bounty Day, $500 on the head of any NGRA member, all two of them. So,
we're going to tie that two of them threads up.
Now, little C-Roy is coming down here to get his ass toe up. He just don't know what he signed on for. Y'all sign the man up to get him an ass whooping. To come down here and get him a nice good ass whooping. And, he going to get fucked up real, real bad. And I don't know why y'all did that to the man, but your other Grudge Inc. man is going to get fucked up. Gigantor is going to fuck up Cold Killer. And Purple Rain is going to fuck up Balding them, the Boxer 2 Chevy, and Big Sexy going to fuck up the Four Horsemen and GRF. There's going to be a lot of getting fucked up on that day. A lot of getting fucked up.
Well, I
and we got a $2,500 Fast and Furious shootout. 28th or 29th stock suspension, Extreme Dream stock suspension shootout. Extreme Dream, I'm calling it. Because somebody's going to have a dream, somebody's going to have a goddamn nightmare. I don't know who it's going to be, though.
Well, you know, Grudge Inc. is having his anniversary in Montgomery on the 19th.
May the 19th, yes.
That's right.
What's this bullshit I hear about the goddamn killers is going to be unveiled, the killers, all the Grudge Inc. killers.
Well,
I will bring NGRA in there and fuck y'all up. Don't say something I don't like.
We'll pay both of y'all to get on the Greyhound bus and bring y'all ass on. You and Tony can goddamn get on the Greyhound bus and come on, fuck that shit. Leave them slow ass chances cars y'all got home and come enjoy some races for a chance. But listen, but folks out, did you understand? Folks out. Did you understand that this is how an exchange is supposed to be? Do you acknowledge that, folks?
Yeah, man. This shit is all fun. And like I said, we got, some people who don't understand the whole fun of it, don't understand the smack talk, piece of it. And it's all about, being up on the man and tricking him and getting him to do what you want him to do or get your race. But, yeah, at the end of the day, because you go hard at a man, don't mean you're against him. It just means, y'all trying to race. Y'all trying to negotiate. Y'all trying to – it's a battle of wits.
Exactly. And so I just – that's why I had to give – because if we would – if this time when you and Tony came on, it really – that's the exchange that we look for. Everybody's looking for a good fight, on the radio stations. And not all this, all he said this, all he said that, and then, I have to thank you, Pro-Stop. You have again, I can't say you amazed me, but you have again risen to the top to show. Now I'm sure I'm making Tommy Dahl mad when I say this, but you have risen to the top. Tommy Dahl, he ain't risen enough to race, but he's risen enough to have. A good interchange on the radio.
No, man, Joe good for the game, man. He do his thing. Ain't nothing wrong with that. But, I just want to try to push him to get his ass in that car. One more time.
Mm-hmm. I don't know if Big Danny is still awake. Big Danny, you still there? You know, Big Danny drive all over the country to watch some goods racing now. Big Danny, I don't know if you mentioned it, Post Op, but he'll be there. He'll be there. Big Danny will be there in Orangeburg on the when the hell are you in Orangeburg, Post Op?
April 13th, NGRA Bounty Day.
NGRA Bounty Day. That should sound good, Post Op. But listen, you know,
this
it's
is,
time for
this. This is the second annual NGRA Bounty Day. This is Bounty Day 2.
Oh, Bounty Day 2.
We can't
confuse it. We cannot confuse it with the month of mental Bounty Day 1. I understand.
Yeah, we only had, now let me tell you, last year we only paid out one. We had $500 on every NGRA member, and we had double the members last year. We only paid out one bounty, though.
Is that because it didn't race like Tony Bass?
No, we did race, but only one guy won. That was Scotty Ray, Camp Fire. He won one bounty.
Where is Camp Fire? I ain't heard from him lately. They used to race a lot. They may be still racing. I don't know. I just hadn't heard from him. You heard anything about him?
Well, Scotty Ray just was in the he's down at Jackson. He does the Thursday Night Thunder stuff with them a lot. And he does the shootout stuff. He was at Macon, I believe, when he had the last stock suspension thing over there. He was at Macon.
Yeah. I usually see him. I probably just didn't catch him. They do come out. They some good races. Race hard.
Mm-hmm.
But let's see. Atomic Dog. Atomic Dog had the final statement. Atomic Dog, it's on you.
Oh, man, Jay, good show, man. You know, it's just all about everybody going to try to make action, going to try to bring a race some kind of way. Sometimes you're going to come to some agreement, sometimes you're not. But all in all, man, it's about trying to keep it good and not be personal. You know, me and Joe, we go at it all the time. It's, you know, it's just all about trying to make action. It ain't nothing personal.
All right, everybody. We'll see you tomorrow on Booty Naked and DJ Grant Show. Along with
no,
the
Jay,
show.
Hold on. That's uh-oh. Half naked and the number one stunner. The number one faker, I mean.
The half naked and the number one faker. We have them in Atomic Dog, you on tomorrow, right?
Yeah, I'm on tomorrow, 646-200-4419. We're going to be on it talking about some of the lock-in races, trying to get some old lock-in, see what happened, make action, man. You know, all roads lead to Texas. April 6th, Houston Motorsports Park is going down. Quite sure Tony probably come on. He's 2 weeks out now, so he'll probably be trying to see what he can do with his new car, hopefully, see who's going to step up the challenge, you know, and just try to lock in some more races, see what happens tomorrow, man. So hope guys tune in, see what we can come up with.
Oh, yeah, that's a definite. That's a definite.
All right, gentlemen. Y'all have a nice day, and we'll hear from y'all tomorrow.